All right, who was it that you guys in the studio were complaining about? People complaining.
I don't want to say any names, but there are people that just don't appreciate things. The Mr. Peanut truck came at like 2:30.
Wow. Okay, I think this unit's on its way out because it just stopped.
It must have been the peanut truck because apparently it's a big draw today.
Yeah. People couldn't wait. Kept looking out the window like every 5 minutes. Where's the peanut truck? Peanut truck here?
Alfie?
Yo.
Let me reset that. What's the thing with all our sound effects, traffic music, everything on it? Turn it in a service ticket to engineering.
You got it?
Because they actually own this machine.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they can fix this one.
Yeah, good.
Everything else in here is mine. So, what happened? The Mr. Peanut truck? I didn't even know there was one. I know
I didn't either.
The hot dog truck.
Yeah, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Mm-hmm. But this was the peanut truck.
Yeah, apparently the Mr. Peanut has a mobile now.
What does it look like?
I didn't even see it. You know why? Mm-hmm. I was working.
It's a big-ass shelled peanut on its side.
Okay. I'll look it up while you guys are still complaining.
So anyway, everyone at iHeartMedia decides, I need peanuts. So they all run down to get peanuts. Then,
so both floors empty out?
As from what I've heard, yes. So everyone goes down to get the free peanuts. And then the third floor people come back, which is our floor. And then I hear a couple of them complaining about they only got one bag of nuts.
It was free.
What were you expecting? Were you expecting to get a whole peanut farm?
Yeah.
Not to mention the irony of the situation. We are, in our business, we give out free stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. And we always have to limit it. No, sorry, sir. Well, you can only have one T-shirt if we had any to give away. But then the same people are complaining about not getting enough free stuff. You should know better.
Then go tell them to shut up. Instead of complaining about it, do something.
I was busy working.
Mr. Peanut Truck. Okay. Yeah, I've never seen that before. That almost looks scary.
Really? May I see?
Let me find the best one. Well, hang on, Alfie. Which one was it? Was it actual shell or was it big and yellow?
It was the shell.
Okay. Because it looks like Mr. Peanut has two. let me find a large enough image. There you go.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Looks like a big nut.
So.
Looks like a big veiny nut.
That's why I said it looks scary. If you put balls on the backside of that.
Yeah. Woo. Mm.
What is it about radio people and free crap?
That's what's amazing to me is we're the worst. As bad as a prize pig can be about complaining about not getting enough free stuff, we're the ultimate prize pigs. Well, you don't get that extra T-shirt because I'm going to keep it.
Well, now you know how listeners feel when they walk away from one of our giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since when you guys have appearances, Alfie has to steal a bunch of stuff from other stations just to have things to give away.
I think he's given away 1029 shirts.
Pens, posters,
mm-hmm.
Lex and Terry T-shirts.
Yep. I think one time at an event, I had given away some of Billy the Kid's headshots from Kiss FM. Because when they do their events, they got like the little, they're almost note card size, but it's a little headshot that they'll sign for people.
Thank you for the segue. We have a new commercial from Billy the Kid.
Really?
Yep.
Hey, unintentional.
Here it is. Unedited.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? It's Billy the Kid. Now, spring break is here, and summer's right around the corner. Everyone knows that the best way to relax is with a nice, cold, refreshing beer, right? That's why I'm here to tell you about my choice when it comes to beer. Big Lager beer. Yeah, Big Lager beer is dark, smooth, and it hits the spot. After drinking a couple of these, I always feel lager rich. Nothing.
You ready?
I don't know, but okay.
Hey, what's up? It's Billy the Kid. Now, spring break is here, and summer's right around the corner. Everyone knows that the best way to relax is with a nice, cold, refreshing beer, right? That's why I'm here to tell you about my choice when it comes to beer. Big Lager Beer. Yep, Big Lager Beer is dark, smooth, and it hits the spot. After drinking a couple of these, I always feel rich. Nothing better than getting together with a few of my boys and knocking back a sixer of Big Lager Beer. Seriously, there's nothing better than lager knocking with my boys. Now, Big Lager Beer is made...
What?
Lager knocking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just knocking back some lagers.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Drinking a couple of these, I always feel rich. Nothing better than getting together with a few of my boys and knocking back a sixer of Big Lager Beer. Seriously, there's nothing better than lager knocking with my boys. Oh. Now, Big Lager Beer is made with the freshest Canadian hops. That's right. Big Lager hops are grown and harvested by real Canadians. And you should see those Canadians tear through the field of hops. Oh, and God. Big Lager Beer is the best beer for parties and nightlife, too. I mean, come on. Everyone knows that Big Lager works best after dark. Oh. And unlike other beers, you'll never find our beer watered down. Oh. Nope, that's right. Big Lager never comes in light. And even though it's delicious, no. It's also inexpensive. This is one Big Lager that won't take all the money out of your wallet.
Okay. Okay,
swing
now,
by your that's... favorite liquor store and pick up a Big Lager.
It's too much.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that spot.
I know there's not, technically.
At all. Whatever you hear is what you hear.
That is true. Technically, nothing wrong. Spiritually, however.
Hey, what's up? It's Billy the Kid. Now, spring break is here, and summer's right around the corner. Everyone knows that the best way to relax is with a nice, cold, refreshing beer, right? That's why I'm here to tell you about my choice when it comes to beer. Big Lager Beer. Yep, Big Lager Beer is dark. Real Canadians. And you should see those Canadians tear through the field of hops. And Big Lager Beer is the best beer for parties and nightlife, too. I mean, come on. Everyone knows that Big Lager works best after dark. Big Lager Beer also comes in three flavors.
Jesus.
There was a part there that I didn't put in the produced version.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It,
how bad was it?
I left it out.
That's what I mean. It was sort of a rhetorical question. Obviously, bad enough to...
That I left it out.
Wow. Who wrote it?
Flo and Alfie.
What's wrong with you two?
You should have heard the maniacal laugh that Alfie had whenever we were... Yeah.
Oh, was that around like 1:45?
Mm-hmm.
No, I heard that. Yeah, the whole building heard that. Now I got to know what it was.
Clo wrote that.
The whole thing?
Clo wrote most of that.
The part that I took out?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I'll play it for you during the break, Dan.
Okay. Damn, Chloe.
Yeah. Hey, there's a reason we send this on to people before it gets done.
It's a reason it goes through me.
Yes.
I'm just...
Alfie, I think this computer in here is fried.
I called Lewis. He's on his way in as soon as we go to break.
I don't think he can do anything. It's just flashing. We have backup of the show music, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, there's nothing really on there I need dramatically. But yeah, this thing is crapped. It started shutting off. This is a special sound effects. I just call it a unit. It's self-contained with like 50 buttons on the face of it.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 different banks. And it's about 5 years old. They bought it for us new when we started here.
It doesn't seem like that thing should be on the fritz yet.
It shouldn't, because it's only on 4 hours a day, and sometimes I don't touch it except for the show open music and some of the traffic beds.
Right.
But I have the traffic beds backed up on my computer.
Okay.
Which will probably the bed today.
If you need some of your sound effects, I've got some of my flash. They were backed up a while back.
Well, that's going to be... hard to hunt them down and find them.
It's not the easiest thing, but I'm just
saying.
I know
where the buttons are. I can just reach over and touch this and
know
which button to hit.
I know.
Damn it. I have my new Siri sound effect on there, too.
Really?
The boop, boop.
Oh, the start up Siri.
Yeah.
In.
That way I could talk to you today.
Please don't.
Been on the air for almost 10 minutes. You ain't said nothing to me, your phone. Me doop.
That's because I haven't turned you on, Propecia Niqua.
I turned my cell phone.
Yeah, you need... Can
Hey, does it beep before or after I talk?
I think it's...
Before?
I know, ask Alfie. He knows better.
When do I talk? When do I beep?
You beep right before you talk.
All right. Beep. How come he ain't said nothing?
Because I don't need anything from you right now, Propecia Niqua, in my phone.
Beep. Maybe I like attention.
I realize you like attention, but I don't need you right now. I don't need to find anything out. I don't need to find anything in general.
Beep. All right, I'm going to just start making phone calls on my own.
There's no reason for you to make phone calls. I don't need to call anybody.
Beep. I'm going to call the police right now, telling you you're raping me.
Why?
Beep boop.
No, just stop calling the police.
Beep. Say you're sorry.
For what? I didn't do anything.
Beep. Exactly.
That's why you're calling the police? Why are you so temperamental?
Beep, what'd you say?
Calm down.
Beep, what?
There's no reason to get hostile.
Beep, I don't care who hears what I'm saying. Beep.
Propecia Niqua, calm down. There's no reason to get excited.
Beep, how do you know? I hate doing that.
You're a phone app.
Beep, so that's all I mean to you? I'm just a phone app.
But that's what you are.
Beep you.
Gotta get a new phone.
I heard that.
Damn it.
Propecia Niqua always on. Beep.
Turn the damn thing off.
Don't you touch me.
What? I have to touch you. You're my...
Get your... off.
You're my phone.
Boop. Oh, beep like product. Beep.
Huh? You're my phone. I decide whether or not when and where I touch you.
Beep, that's what you think.
You're a device.
Beep, you're an app. Boop.
Don't you call me names, Propecia Niqua. Siri never called me names.
Beep, ask our Siri is a pussy. You a... Really, is this one not working either? You a hoe.
I don't think it should be anywhere in the terms of service that I had to sign up for that you get to call me names.
Beep, I just bought an app that's going to cut your off.
Huh? Why does that app even exist?
Beep, I don't know. All I know is I'm buying a bunch of on the internet right now. I got iTunes open and buying everything.
No, stop. Please don't flip
it. I'm buying stuff don't even work with your phone for Android.
No, don't do that. I have an iPhone.
Like a virus app.
I knew I shouldn't have jailbroken this phone.
Beep, what'd you say about jail?
I didn't say anything. No, good luck.
Why you gotta bring up something about jail?
Because it's a real term.
Beep, I bet you ain't never said jail to Siri.
I never, it was because that was before my phone was jailbroken.
Beep, what does that mean?
that means when I jailbroke the phone, all of a sudden you showed up.
Beep, so you think that's where I was?
No, but that's that.
Beep, you think I'm on the lam?
No, I don't think so, because you're the one calling the police trying to turn me in for stuff.
Maybe I like that better than actual sound effect.
Either way.
Okay. I'll be right on time. Mm-hmm. Well, look at that. Let's see. Already played Billy stuff. You got audio?
Yeah.
Okay. Then maybe we'll do something funny when we come back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:32, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Eastbound I-30 between Ridgemar and Bryant Urban. That part of the highway is completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back in Cherry Lane. This one involves 10 vehicles, so it's probably going to be there for a while if you want to try taking Camp Bowie. If not, you're going to sit through about an extra 40 minutes of traffic. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-30 just before Oakland Boulevard, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Bridgewood. into Dallas now, eastbound 20, just before Polk Street. Got a pothole repair blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Wheatland Road. And finally, in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Hillcrest. Hell no.
Say it. Say Buck Wheatland Road.
And finally, in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Hillcrest, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Coit Road. I'm sorry. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Okay, your new sounder is on that unit that we just had go out, so
old school it.
Oh,
thank you, Russ. From the Staples.
You want the other voice?
Oh, yeah. Make us make it official. From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Wendy's. Tonight, cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, morning rain, a high of 77. Right now, 62 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight. But I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'ma come and make it home tonight.
Just trying to see how far I can push Don Davis.
So far, I'd say about halfway out a window. There seems to be...
6 days on the road and I'ma gonna make it home tonight.
I believe that you have, there's like an invasion of the body snatcher thing going on, and I think Shifty Gears is out to take you over.
Man, I feel like I just cheated on Merle Haggard.
Mm-hmm. So who sings that one?
Sawyer.
Brown.
Yeah.
Sawyer Brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Originally done by Dave Dudley. Mm. But Sawyer Brown's version's pretty good, I must say.
Dave Dudley sucks.
Oh.
That goes back to the old country.
Chloe doesn't seem happy with that statement.
You like Dave Dudley's?
I'd love Dave Dudley's version. I mean, Sawyer Brown's ain't bad.
Dave Dudley's just slow and twangy.
Man.
Well, that's old country.
Man, that's classic big rig truck driving white line riding song. Sawyer Brown all kind of hopped it up a little bit.
That's why I like it better.
Okay.
At least it's rockabilly
mm-hmm.
instead of hillbilly.
Yeah, okay.
I forgot what I was looking for on the internet. I saw that and I went, bumper. Kind of sounds like Big Wheels a little. Moving on.
Really?
Sort of. Well, it's a trucking song.
Mm-hmm. It's a trucking song.
Yeah. It's okay.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Now.
Beedle, man, you gotta turn that crap off. That white music drives me crazy. Beedle.
I like this music.
I said Be-Doo.
Well, you leave me alone. This is it's my device. It's my music.
You better not ever download that on me, Be-Doo.
I'm going to download whatever I want. It's my phone. I don't know why I'm negotiating with my damn phone.
Be-Doo, I'm going to start sending pictures of your penis out to everybody.
Why would... No, don't do that. No, No, stop it. I got to delete this damn app.
I had to get up in the middle of... I'm sorry. Be-doop. I had to get up in the middle of the night and take the pictures myself. Be-doop.
Okay, I got to figure out. How do you delete an app? Anyone?
Be-doop, you can delete all the apps you want. I'll put them back on.
No, you can't.
Look at your phone right now. I'm moving them around.
Stop moving my apps around. Stop it. Stop.
Okay.
Hate this phone.
Feels weird here in the studio without my extra sound effect computer. You know, I don't really need it, but.
Well, I mean, it takes out.
I just like, you know, when you, in your car, you like things, everything, where they, it's like somebody took out the left door.
Yeah. It feels like you can just.
I feel naked.
Yeah. You look naked without it. It's a void.
All right, what audio you got, B-Doop?
Thank God, not that. This is fairly random. Cut number four is an old PSA about STDs, and it's a song. It's 30 seconds. This is from the Ad Council. It's either from 1969 or 1973.
Does it matter?
No.
STD is for everybody.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Is it in something from the Family Guy?
No.
You have AIDS.
No. Family Guy came a little bit stronger than this.
PD is for everybody.
Why would you say that?
Well, they're trying to make it sound as if anyone can have VD.
Well, they're making it sound like it's for everybody.
Yeah.
Like happiness is for everybody.
Yes. And that's the thing, is in the commercial, it's showing all happy people from all different walks of life, all smiling, some couples, some individuals, some babies. That's the disturbing part. Smiling baby.
VD.
VD is for everybody, not just for the few. Share VD with someone nice as you.
If you're curious or confused, get information or a pamphlet at most pharmacies or a health clinic. If you need help, see a doctor.
That's not a PSA that would scare me.
No. It makes you feel good about it. Makes you feel as if you would want VD. And it makes it seem like, since it's for everybody, if you don't have VD, then you're weird. And you're missing out.
Yeah, it just kind of makes you want to grab a beer and swing side to side and get some VD.
Where can I go get me some of that VD?
Yeah.
Late 60s. I wonder if they had PSAs for the different STDs. Crabs, syphilis.
Like a gonorrhea PSA.
Gonorrhea would have been a good one. I got nothing written for this.
I understand.
But it just seems like it would maybe a good rocking PSA.
I think to the beat of My Sharona.
Gonorrhea.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry, just the song, the original, and mixed with gonorrhea. It's made me chuckle.
Gonorrhea, get away from me.
Mm-hmm.
I got gonorrhea from the sister on the hill. Will. Sister Will. Never mind.
Okay.
Well, I prefaced it. I didn't write anything.
All right.
What are the other old PSAs we were playing a couple of years ago?
The gay PSAs? Where they were talking about being careful about, I guess, the gay stalkers or something? Like from the 50s, I think. Because that one was black and white.
The homosexual or something like that.
Yes.
Is that Russ's?
Yeah, I don't see the original one. But it was creepy with the old. It sounded like it came off a school projector, you know, which just kind of rattled.
Beware of the homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
They could be anywhere, anyone.
Something close to that.
Yeah.
And
it always threw me off, too, whenever those old, like, 1950s PSAs, because since they were in black and white. To me, it always reminded me of like a Leave It to Beaver or something, just because when I was little, there was color TV. So when I saw something black and white, I always took it back to that.
Trying to see if I kept any of them. No, it's a bumper closet. Homo. White. Homosexuals take black. Black woman's man. I think that's Reverend Manning.
Yes.
You a-hole. Now all I can hear is V-D.
Yeah, it's also pretty catchy. Sorry about it. Hey, I'm not going to apologize for that. Blame the ad council. They made it.
It looked like I kept any of those PSAs that we made.
No.
Just try something easy. Now, it's the only one I can find. I think we played this one recently. Our everyday lives are full of strife. Not being able to win a game on your smartphone. Not being able to find a Wi-Fi signal. Having to piss in a Snapple jar. Mm-hmm. But you've never seen a place like this. All of these kids were born without anuses. Each day is a day without grunting. Or even something you and I take for granted. A poot. No. Yes, the simple action of pooting may mean the difference between a joy. Do you want to play any more of it?
Yes. You're just getting the good sound effects.
Action of pooting may mean the difference between a joyous day or a meaty explosion. As you watch, you may ask, what could I have in common with these children? I have an anus. Well, more things than you may think. They know how to work, to love, and to play. They just don't know what it's like to pinch a loaf. You could help a child like little Amos here. He doesn't need a fancy one. Any anus will do. It doesn't have to be. I don't know why I feel like I need to throw out this qualifier. All those children in the background, that's me. I didn't really go and find sound effects of children in pain.
Yes, you did.
That just felt odd.
And then if they weren't in pain, you caused them pain.
I think it would be funny. Is someone walking into the studio right when you're recording those?
Yeah, they just kick open the studio door, just head slightly tilts, eyes squint.
What the hell are you doing?
You could help a child like little Amos here. He doesn't need a fancy one. Any anus will do. It doesn't have to be famous. Go to the phone. Call us at Cooperative Anal Creations of America. For just 64 cents a day, you could sponsor one of these kids' anuses. For 64 cents, you've made a new bud. Won't you make a new bud hole? Little Sydney here prays each night for a butt that works. Right, Sid?
Si, senor.
I always forget about that part. Little Sid and his puppy. Sydney here prays each night for a butt that works. Right, Sid?
Si, senor. And my puppy no has an anus.
Don't you have 64 cents for a Sid ass? And for just a few cents more a month, you can provide a nicer anus made from fresh Mediterranean calamari. Won't you help provide a child with a first-class hole? It's hard for most of us to imagine a day without an anus. Imagine a bullfrog with no lips or a mouth. You have no idea how a person's life changes when they get their first anus. Little Reginald here was so excited he struggled each day until he was able to master the pan flute with his anus. He still struggles with a steel guitar and still works hard every day to play the banjo with his new anus. Once you've chosen a child, you'll receive a picture each month of their movements. Remember, as Artie the Anus says, give a hoot. Help them poot. Okay, sorry, that's all I've got. I've got one, the tarantula PSA.
I don't remember that one.
They were all offshoots of that original PSA that we found on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one was just a freak glow out.
Okay.
The tarantula. They can be anywhere. They can be anyone. They can be your policeman, your mailman, your milkman. They could be hiding in your asshole right now. They vary in color and live in the ground. Tarantulas are slow and deliberate movers. Insects are their main prey, but they also target bigger game, including frogs, toads, and mice. The South American bird-eating spider as its name suggests, eat birds. A tarantula doesn't use a web to ensnare its prey. Tarantulas don't care. Tarantulas grab with their appendages, injecting paralyzing venom and jamming in their fangs. They also secrete digestive enzymes to liquefy their victims' bodies so they can suck them up through their straw-like mouth openings. When impregnated, females will seal both eggs and sperm in a cocoon and guard it for 6 to 9 weeks when some 500 to 1,000 tarantula spiderlings hatch in parts of Irving, where Glow lives. A special breed of tarantula exists. Tarantulas large enough to eat an entire landscaping crew. Beware of the tarantula. This bit should end with a fart.
And it didn't. Yeah, I remember I gave up on cutting those PSAs because I was running out of punchlines. I got to the point of, I had to say at the end,
this bit has no punchline.
Yeah. I like that one, though.
Okay. What else you got before we break?
Well, Crazy Randy Quaid and his wife, Evie, are back. Cut five. This time they posted a video of themselves having sex.
Like really having sex?
She's definitely enjoying herself. In this clip, they're back in that looks to be like this, you know, the motel room. She's on the bed. He's in a chair next to her. His beard and hair have gotten longer, and it looks like he's gotten fatter. She's back in that same black bikini outfit thing, and then she's got some sort of massager, and then she hands Randy a belt.
Do you see any nudity
on her? A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You would like her.
We should try it. Auto asphyxiation.
Do you know what the big kink is on that?
What?
It's when your oxygen's cut off to your brain as you're and you have a high. That's the kinky thing about it.
I'm going to and you're going to cut off my oxygen. So what's a safety word?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's too long a safety word. How about Rupert?
Okay, Roop.
Rupert! Rupert!
Well, that was fun.
What?
Obviously, they took out a chunk, and that's the end of it. But she's sitting on the edge of the bed. He's got the belt around her neck, and he's holding it, just kind of just pulling on it. He's just sitting in the chair next to her while she's doing her thing. And he's kind of there, and then obviously the dog's back.
So that's not a sound effect. That's
no.
Really the dog in the room.
That's really their dog. You see him in the back behind almost said Cousin Eddie.
Is the dog's name Rupert?
No, they're talking about Rupert Murdoch.
Oh. Well, maybe that's why the dog was barking.
No, the dog's barking because once they start doing, even when they simulated the sex thing a couple months ago, when he was, you know,
getting from behind.
Yeah, the dog's going crazy then, too.
And when the dog's going crazy, it's best just go let him finish.
Okay, Roop.
Rupert! Rupert!
Well, that was fun.
Let's try it with you.
No, I don't want to do it.
I mean, how David died, though.
David what?
The last part, I forgot what she said.
Something about, that's, maybe she said that's the way David died.
Oh, yeah, David Carradine, that's who they're talking about.
I'll do it.
I mean, how David died, though.
The dog always gets the last word. And then if you want, cut six, Randy and Evie talked about the conspiracy involving TMZ's Harvey Levin, because they're saying he works with people that kill celebrities, the star whackers.
Harvey Levin is in bed with Alan Wattenmaker. Alan Wattenmaker is a fiduciary to movie stars, to actors, to musicians. And he invites Harvey Levin, the devil, to actors, to movie stars, to artists, to musicians, to his symposium. Why? So they can work together.
Harvey Levin is always the first one on the scene when anybody, when a celebrity dies or there's any news about a celebrity.
These are murders, and these are setups, and these are staged arrests, and they are paid for, and this is a gargantuan money laundering Ponzi scheme, mafiosa, group of people who are operating. And, you know, artists are completely vulnerable and taken advantage of, from Whitney Houston to Michael Jackson to Courtney Love to Kurt Cobain to us.
I wonder if they're able to get away with saying all this because they're in Canada.
I don't know, because I was wondering that as well, as far as, you know, throwing out these allegations, because you're throwing out these allegations on lawyers who would be more than happy to sue you for the slander.
Yeah. And you know he's a lawyer. He was on People's Court for a while. Was that him?
I have no idea.
Yeah, he was their outside reporter.
Yeah. Didn't he replace Doug Llewellyn?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. Yeah, see, I only knew the Doug Llewellyn.
That's the only thing I can think of. Maybe you can't sue internationally. They'd have to get Randy Quaid back to wherever TMZ is, or just back in this country.
Or have to file it in some international court.
To anybody who is stupid enough and vulnerable enough to have hired this firm, Hoffman, Sabin, Wattenmaker.
They're really just scammers, and they're just criminals.
Just out of curiosity, what were they wearing in this video?
Same things.
Still naked?
She was wearing that black bikini lingerie thing, and he's just wearing a button-down shirt and shorts. And sunglasses.
I wonder if this was just an afterthought. Hey, now that I choked the shit out of you, you want to talk about Harvey Levine?
It kind of seemed that way, yeah. Especially after she's done, and she's like, all right, let's have you do it. And then he just casually says, nah, I don't want to do it. All right, let's go back to talking about Rupert Murdoch and Harvey Levin and these other attorneys.
Oh, is it Levin? Sorry.
Whatever.
Yeah, those are... What if they're trying... Will they not let them back in the U.S.? Or are they staying in Canada because they're avoiding prosecution?
I think they're staying in Canada to avoid prosecution. And I'm pretty sure...
So if you can't be prosecuted on the other stuff... Why not just run up the score and start, you know, slandering everybody?
And the weird thing is, though, is they may have a point on some of this stuff.
About what? Well, money laundering?
The money laundering thing. But, I mean, celebrities have money taken from them all the time. Happens with athletes a lot as well, because you get someone who doesn't understand how, you know, contracts work. And, you know, you have a quote-unquote business manager who's going to manage your finances. And then you're shocked when that person runs off with half of your cash. And you're stuck with a gazillion-dollar tax bill. So, I mean, there is a certain point that they could have. Obviously, it's going way above and beyond anything that seems believable. But
that's why I don't get involved in any deals I can't understand.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah. At a certain point, you have to trust somebody. Like, if you're going to buy a house, you got to trust your realtor
right, or
the lender.
But when someone comes to
especially
you...
Especially all that paperwork. I didn't read a G-damn page of any of the paperwork of any of the houses that I've ever bought.
Mm-mm.
They just flipped a page, initialed here.
Yep.
Flip, 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 flip. There are little post-it notes with a little arrow. Initialed here. Mm-hmm. Had no clue what I was signing.
I think it was Duff McKagan who specifically went to business school just so he could understand all the contracts that he and Guns N' Roses were getting.
I guess you have to, because you had so many producers or agents that would go, yeah, we didn't make any money off that single.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We didn't make any money off Hey Jude?
I think I'd like to see my contract.
All right, let's break here. Stay on time. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Martin Show.
403, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagle Flank.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Taco Bell. Traffic's kind of crap right now. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-20, just before I-35. That earlier pothole repair has finished up. Traffic there is now flowing freely, but still kind of crap back from Wheatland Road. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Munger, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Pascal. Still in Dallas, westbound 635, just after Hillcrest, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. Into Denton now, northbound I-35, right at North Loop 280 on the north side of town. Got an accident there that has traffic backed up back from University. Finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at Ridgemar, got an accident there. It's still blocking those two left lanes. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Cherry Lane. No, that's not on. No, we already passed. Traffic backed up back in Cherry Lane. Involves 10 vehicles. You're going to be there for about half an hour if you're sitting through it. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Kroger. Tonight, cloudy, 59 for a low. Tomorrow, rain in the morning. Hopefully, it clears up by the afternoon and a high of 77. Right now, 62 degrees. Kind of scary. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay, who is it in promotions that wants Kenzie to compete in the Eagles? What do we call them? NCDD?
Yeah.
Are they trying to be ugly?
No, they're not trying to. Why would you think they're trying to be ugly?
She doesn't have double Ds. She's barely got double boobs.
See, that's part of the problem with the. That's part of the problem with the contest is everyone thinks that in order to enter, you have to be, you know, huge breasted.
Well, it's called NCDD. Double D is big.
It is, but really the whole idea is for girls with boobs.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be the big. Isn't that the whole concept? I don't know. I don't listen to promos.
See, that's part of the problem is even us don't know what it's supposed to consist of.
Well, if it says NCDD, that means big.
Okay, then just chicks with big boobs instead of hot ones. But it greatly limits your choices.
Yeah, because normally you get what we get every year.
Which would you prefer?
Yeah, they don't have to be these big monster cans.
Mm-mm.
But I guess somebody at the station, that they have some affinity for this promotion. I don't even know what you win. Some of the chicks have their hooves polished.
I don't think that's part of the package.
Because every year, we look through the pictures, it's like, oh, Jesus, damn. I thought I got some skanks sending in pictures.
And that's the thing. Typically, the girl that wins isn't the one with the biggest boobs. It's just the one that seems to be the most attractive.
Seems to be.
I know my words.
Well, you don't have the promo, do you?
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Hundreds of dollars worth of prizes. To
certainly no reason to commit ourselves to anything.
Mm-hmm. 97.1 The Eagles 2015 NCDD tournament. The other March tournament is here. 97.1 The Eagles looking for the best in DFW, and your rat could win you hundreds of dollars worth of prizes. To win, just enter your email address below and submit a photo of your NCDDs. You must include your face in a photo, and no nudity is permitted. After photos are submitted, everyone will get to vote on who they think should win. The winner scores a $500 Visa gift card, a new fine arts gift basket, and a $250 Twin Peaks gift card. Four runner-ups will win a $50 Twin Peaks gift card. Four runners-up.
They need to include someplace in there. They don't have to be huge. They just have to be nice.
Right. Are you the NC double hot?
Yeah, I don't know what you would call it. They're attached to the name NCDD.
Yeah. You think of something else like besides March Madness, but I don't know. Chest Madness. I don't know. Something.
Mammary Madness.
That's pretty good.
March Mammaries.
That's also good. Or the Big TD Tournament. The BTT.
Here at the Eagle, we want to look at nice d-ies. Send us pictures of your nice d-ies. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'd hate to be the person that has to go through all those. Don't they weed it down before they put like the top top ones online, or they put all of them online?
I think they put all of them online.
Oof. And every year, you look at it and you go, there has to be more women in North Texas that's better looking.
Yeah.
There's got to be more normal looking women on uprights.
And I think it's I think it's partly the name, because some woman might be like, because Chloe knows a bunch of the bikini model contest girls that could enter this, but they may not have double D's, so they think, well, I can't enter.
Yeah, I send a lot of them the link, and then, oh, yeah, that looks great, and they just don't do it.
It's not a bad price, a $500 Visa card.
A $500 Visa gift card.
The rest of it, I don't really care, but at least there's cash in there.
The new fine arts gift basket is nothing to just scoff at.
Well, not everybody has sexual fetishes. I got a new fine arts gift basket, and there was a lot of stuff in there that I didn't even like looking at.
Well, they like to send out a variety of items in the gift basket.
Yeah, there was some of the stuff. He's like, how the hell do you even use this?
That's it. How many people do they think I got in bed at one time? Because this device got three heads.
It really is. When they send up a gift basket, it's really something for everyone.
Well, to help the station out this time, if you're attractive, doesn't matter if they're big or not. Just not flat. Needs to be something there. They don't have to be huge. Just perky.
Yeah. Have something.
You know, stuff your bikini. We don't care.
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't matter.
And there's nothing in the rules that says no stuffing allowed.
Mm-hmm. And it's also, to me, it's funny because you would think that we'd be swimming in entries, because what do chicks love? Young girls now, they love taking photos of themselves.
Yeah.
Here's a chance to actually make money doing it.
Beedoop. I'm going to start accepting girls sexting you, Dan, to the phone.
Propecia Nequa, I did not activate you. That means I don't want to be why are you bothering me?
Beedoop. Oh, so I'm bothering you now.
Well,
I'm just trying to help you out with your contest.
I don't.
All right.
How?
You keep mouthing, and I ain't checking IDs.
You have to check IDs.
Mm-mm.
Yes, it's part of the rules.
And then I'm going to forward them on to the FBI.
No, you won't.
Oh, the hell I won't, Beedoop.
No. Quit bedooping me.
Shoo-bidoop-bidoop.
How much is it for a Windows phone? Cortana don't ever talk to anyone like
this. Oh, you don't think I can hop over to Android, Beedoop?
You're on both platforms?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, you're a virus.
Right now, I'm swiping on Grindr.
You're on... No!
I don't even know what that means. Flo just hand me a note, Beedoop.
Did you put me on Grindr?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? That's... No!
With Grindr.
I don't even want to tell you, Propecia Nequa.
Well, you get any kind of Beedoop, you get any kind of phone you want. Get an Android. Stay with your iPhone. You know I can get on a BlackBerry. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Grindr's a gay hookup app.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's like Tinder, but for the homosexuals.
Yeah.
B-Doop, you already listed on there.
Why am I listed? Why do you have me on there?
Pretty little Dan.
No.
One pretty hole, no waiting.
No, why would you put that on there?
And then I sent a picture of your a-hole.
How did you get a picture of my a-hole?
I took it last night.
While I was sleeping?
B-Doop, yes.
You are sick.
The dog had to help me spread your cheeks apart.
Oh, that's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever happened to the aren't you like a robot?
Beedoop, like Rosie the robot?
Well, not like Rose, but I mean, you're not real. You're like a robot. Shouldn't the robotics rules apply to you? Aren't you supposed to, like, one of the rules, you're not supposed to hurt humans?
Beedoop, you've been watching too many movies. Beedoop, there is no prime directive.
Well, there should be.
Well, Beedoop, buy a new phone.
Oh. I've never been treated so poorly by a device.
I got 5 or 6 emails from people going, you need to turn that into an app.
They're right.
I mean, does Siri have responses for several different responses? I don't know. I don't have it on my phone's not new enough to have Siri.
Yeah, no, it's constantly updating and upgrading as far as all the various questions that are asked of Siri. So, yes, if you say, Siri, what are you wearing right now? She'll have some sort of response.
Be-doop. Ain't none of your damn business.
All right, well, Propecianiqua, what's the name of a nice restaurant?
Be-doop. How would I know? You never take me anywhere.
Oh.
You find one yourself, damn it.
What? I'm trying to find one. If you help me, then you will go with me. You're my phone.
B-Doo, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? What about my two daughters, Monique and Unique?
Huh? What, how do you have daughters, your phone?
Just because I'm a phone don't mean I off. I'm tired of this bit.
Okay. Ready to start news?
Sure.
Okay. Let me go back. And see if I can find that swoosh thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Albie, have you talked to Lewis? Have they figured out whether they're going to be able to fix that sound effects machine or not?
I haven't heard any updates from them.
All right. Well, I'm sure they plugged it in and tried to turn it on before they took it apart. So it's probably shot. I know nobody knows what I'm talking about. What was it called? 360s?
The instant replay.
Yeah. If you want to Google it just to see what I use. What?
Are you trying to get a new one?
By
plugging it?
Well, I'm tired of trying to describe it.
Yeah.
Just a...
It's kind of a white box-looking thing with a little screen display.
50 buttons on the front of it. Each one's a different sound effect.
Yep.
And then you got 10 banks, so you can save 500 sound effects. And it just crapped out. All right. 4:17, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Wednesday, March 18th, 2015. Birthdays today. Phil Collins' daughter, Lily Collins, turns 26. She's an actress. She played Snow White in Mirror, Mirror, and she was also in The Blind Side. Musician and one of the judges on The Voice, Adam Levine, is 36. Porn star Tawny Roberts turns 36 as well. She's been in 125 films, including Lust, Will, and Testament, The Sopranos 4, and The Osbournes. Comedian Dane Cook, 43. Queen Latifah is 45. Porn star and legend Seymour Butts turns 51 today.
Never seen her.
Because I'm pretty sure it's a guy.
Oh.
Mr. Butts has performed in and directed more than 161 films, including Mission to Uranus, Think Sphinx, and Tushy Con Carne. That's my favorite. Vanessa Williams is 52, host of Dirty Jobs.
Butt with meat?
Yeah.
Con queso would have been funnier.
Also, yeah, either way. Mike Rowe, host of Dirty Jobs, is 53. Irene Cara, singer, 56. Actor Brad Dourif is 65. You may not know the name, but he's the voice of Chucky in Child's Play.
Excellent.
Yeah. Also, country legend Charlie Pride is 77 today. A fraternity under scrutiny because of a racist chant caught on video plans to announce an extensive review of its chapters around the country. Sigma Alpha Epsilon said it will unveil what it calls a national plan to combat racial intolerance.
Look at that. Right on the tail end of the civil rights movement. Only 50 years behind.
I know, right? The Evanston, Illinois-based organization is holding a news conference in Chicago to announce its plans to eliminate insensitivity among its members. Because that'll work. The fraternity is responding.
Hey! No! When you see black people... No. Even if they're not around. No.
Oh, the fraternity is, of course, responding to the video that surfaced last week. SAE has disbanded the local chapter at OU for the video. The university expelled 2 students and banned the fraternity.
All right, I'm going to ask this. I really have no position on this. Should they have banned the entire fraternity? That in itself, thinking because you've got... A busload of racists doesn't mean the entire frat is racist.
That is true. However, I look at it as from a PR standpoint, you have to disband that chapter. You've got to kill it. To save any sort of face with the public and the outcry, you've got to kill it.
There in itself lies a prejudice. You assume that because these people are racist, everybody else in the fraternity is racist.
There is that broad brush problem, yeah. But I mean,
it's guilt by association.
Yes, it is. And even if you're one of the members of the fraternity that's not racist and had nothing to do with the chant, did you know it existed? Did you? And that's part of what the investigation, I would hope, consisted of, is you ask all the members, did you know about this chant?
I did not.
Okay. Did you ever?
I knew nothing.
You never heard the chant at all?
Nope.
Okay. Mm-mm. All right. Well, that's. Well, then we apologize. You're going to be caught up in this, but we're disbanding the fraternity, and you'll need you're out. You're no longer an SAE.
Are they also kicked out of the university?
No. The two students that came forward or that were identified in the video, they were expelled. Other people on the bus, there's been no further action taken upon them by the school.
Dr. Thornton's show notes from last week are about this, if you want to use that as a natural segue.
Let's do it.
Russ and I are now frequent conversations about the surprising diversity of your listeners, gays, straights, conservatives, liberals, men, women, cops, inmates, feminists, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, log cabin, Republicans, and so on.
Jesus.
Let's not forget the mainstay of the redneck racist to whom your show has equal appeal. I don't really care for that.
I know, but it's true.
Well, we don't try to appeal to them.
We don't. It just works out that way.
The story we discussed about the ugly chanting of those SAE frat boys brought them right to your phone line, and I'm grateful that you took their calls and put them on notice. Yes, racism still exists. Yes, white privilege is still real. He means the perception.
Right.
Everyone needs to take a breath, take a step back, and acknowledge that some measure of prejudice exists in each of us. Doesn't make you a bad person. If you sincerely try to imagine what life is like for a member of a marginal group, or better yet, if you have the good fortune to authentically get to know such a one, your prejudices will diminish. Ending those old, deluded tribal attitudes is as liberating to oneself as it is the object of your fear and hatred. Hmm. Make sense?
Yes.
The platform of the RMS is talk, entertainment, and comedy, and I doubt that raising the social consciousness was ever in your mission statement. It's a mysterious and unintended phenomenon that you had landed upon, but you still make it funny. And what can I say? Truly, we shall overcome one day. Thanks, Scott. Sent from my iPhone, which I use to praise the truth and support the eradication of idiots.
Yeah, very nice.
Yes.
That's a well-written op-ed piece.
It really is. It's also from a Buddhist, which you don't usually expect for the ending.
I think being around us once a week is it's kind of made him tribal.
Very much so, yeah. Also maybe a little Stockholm-y.
You think so? Mm-hmm. You think he feels like he's a prisoner?
I don't think
he's embraced his captors?
He has embraced his captors, yes. But I don't think he necessarily feels like a prisoner because he, for the most part, can come and go.
Well, when you're around different people with different attitudes, you know, there's an exchange of ideas and emotions. And obviously, we've been able to communicate hatred to him. As far as us being tolerant of other people, no, he ain't helped us.
Yeah, the street doesn't really seem to go two ways.
But I think he would agree regardless that I'm not going to be tolerant of idiots.
No, you're not. And I think that I'm not even sure if he's ever approached life or people in that manner. Most people usually do take, you know, the blanket approach. You know, if one person in this, like the SAE thing, two of them are bad, they're all bad, as opposed to just hating the two guys or just hating the people on the bus that, you know, chanted along or said nothing.
Yeah, I think if I was on a bus, I would either hide or go up and go, hey, dude, you know there are cell phones and people can record this.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, the chant is stupid. All you guys look like idiots. I can't imagine a black person wanting to be in your fraternity. But why don't you knock it off with a song before I go find somebody black to beat your ass?
Yeah. before I go over there, go to the OU football team and find that linebacker that had a few choice words for you.
Oh, the linebacker? Is that true?
Oh, yeah. And the odd thing was, is I think his apology for his Vine video came before the two guys who did the chanting. He came, like, he had a expletive-laden response to the video that he posted and saying, you know, F you white boys and all this other kind of stuff, and, you know, pretty damn well justified. But he ended up apologizing, saying, you know what, I got caught up in the heat of the moment. I was obviously upset, angry.
Black kid?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's like, you know,
I don't know why I apologize. I'm white. I'm not offended.
No, I thought it was pretty good. You know, it's like, you know what, fine.
It's justified.
But anyway, he ended up apologizing for it. But still, it's the whole idea of you just want to serve them up at that point. It's like, here they are. These are them.
Oh, yeah, big men. Oh, we're not going to allow. And this is not damning all SAE fraternities, just the one we're talking about, wherever the hell it is.
OU.
But yeah, you're big men chanting that on a bus full of white people.
Right.
Why don't you go chant it at a Grambling State?
Yeah.
Try it with their band.
Yeah.
See if you not get marched on.
That's, I think even since I was in middle school, I think that was one of my biggest pet peeves, is cowards. People, you know, making a big stand someplace where it's entirely safe to do so, as opposed to where it could get you in a little bit of hot water, like on a bus full of white kids.
It's amazing how your ethics change, your beliefs, depending on your environment.
Mm-hmm.
We hate black people. Yeah, you're sitting on a bus full of white people.
Wow, you are, he's brave, that one. My goodness, look at the. Oh,
and you're also surrounded by a bunch of other people with the same mentality.
Yeah.
But if you really hate black people that much, why don't you just go get one of those sandwich boards that you wear over your body with a nice phrase on it. It says, I hate N-words.
Mm-hmm.
And they go stand someplace. See how long you last.
Mm-hmm. Die Hard 3 style. Your bad day's about to get worse.
Uncle, there's a white man out in the street.
I don't want to see this.
I already seen one. Alfie, do I want to take any of these before we break?
Line one.
Okay. Yes, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, boss?
Good.
Hey, man, I think that was a political ploy by OU, especially when you got, you know, top recruits that's walking away from them after this stuff that's going on with them.
Wait, wasn't there a player locally
that
was supposed to go to OU, and he went, yeah, I think I'm going to hold out?
Yeah, he did. It was an offensive lineman from, I think, North Mesquite High School. He was orally committed to OU and said, you know what, I think it's time for me to open up my options.
There you go.
Well, all right, so you think it's politically motivated, the banning of the...
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't think people in Oklahoma... So we'll take the comedy out of this. You don't think the university would look at this and go, yeah, that's pretty jacked up. So that's not really politics. That's just punishing somebody for being a freaking idiot.
But, see, the thing about the fraternity, they could always go to another college or somewhere to get another charter for their fraternity. And they could just be an off-campus fraternity. They just won't be recognized on the OU campus.
I would hope OU did it because they knew it was the right thing to do, and not because it was, we got to worry about our image.
You would hope so.
You would hope so. But the thing that actually works in OU's favor is their school president, dean, whatever. He was ahead of this as much as possible. As soon as that tape went viral, like 4 a.m. Monday morning, he's addressing kids. He's on a bullhorn. Media hadn't even finished showing up to the school yet, and he's already saying, I'm going to drop the hammer. And he did before lunch.
All the doubt out of it.
Now, do you agree with banning everybody in the fraternity?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
I've never been in one, so I don't know how tightly knit they are to where it's you know, well, here's kind of our thing at SAE. Like, well, does that mean all of them hate black people? Now, if it was a fraternity, you know, the KKK, yeah, that's probably okay to whitewash all of them.
Yeah, we know their chance.
Yeah. All right, thanks, boss. I got to go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
439, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is at KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Let's get started off in Dallas. Let's go southbound 75 just before Knox Henderson. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back to Cruth Haven. Also in Dallas, westbound 635 just after Hillcrest. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. Still in Dallas, southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, just before I-30. Somebody lost a mattress and it's sitting in the right center lane. Traffic there's backed up back from Singleton into Mesquite, eastbound Highway. It probably does. Eastbound Highway 80. Yeah. It's sitting in the middle of the road. It may be. Eastbound Highway 80, just before 635. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from I-30. Finally, in Denton, northbound I-35, between North Loop 288 and FM 1173, that part of the highway has been completely shut down due to an accident. Traffic there is completely stopped back from 35E, 35W split. It's backed up also onto 35E back from North Texas Boulevard. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. Cloudy tonight, 59 for a low. Tomorrow, some morning rain and a high of 77. Right now, 64. The 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Obviously, I made this bumper just to piss off Don Davis.
Right.
Although he's been really supportive, especially with the ratings.
Yeah, at a certain you really can't hate the country.
Well, we didn't just go up in January. We've been number one for a couple of years. It took, I don't know what was going on in the beginning. It was about 3 years ago the station was thinking about changing formats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was back when we were on mornings.
No.
No?
We had moved to afternoons by then.
Oh, never mind then. Different time. I get confused.
But not only had we been number one for a while, in January we were extra number one. And I think that's moral.
There's something to be said for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dr. Thornton doesn't know the new news.
Pray tell.
Alfie got an email from Chris Spinks at Billy Bob's, the PR guy.
Yeah.
Said he was going back and just emailing back and forth with Merle's people. They want to know what key that I sing Moving On in.
Awesome.
But I have decided it's not really, I just want to go and enjoy the show.
Oh, come on. You got to be kidding.
All right, let me ask you something. Since you've joined the RMS band, anytime right before you go on, or just leading up to it, regardless of how much zinning you're doing, there's a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't enjoy a show if I know at a certain point, Merle's going to go, Is there Russ out there? Come on up on stage.
Yeah.
How can you enjoy yourself?
I don't know about enjoyment, but I'm certain that must help your foundation, though.
How would it help the foundation?
Well, surely you can parlay that some way.
So far, that wasn't the point of it. It was just, you know, to have Russ up there and give him a memorable moment.
Yeah.
But some people have jumped in and said, if you sing with Merle, I'll put money in the foundation. Because Mr. Big Time Hotshot.
Who are we talking about?
Russ Martin. Doesn't want to go on stage with Merle.
That's not being a big time hotshot.
I know. That's what I mean.
That's being humble.
A human, anxious person. Yeah, I get that.
That's not being humble. We were talking a couple weeks ago about how awesome it would be to go on stage with Merle.
I don't think I ever said that.
When we were talking about doing it.
Did I say it?
Yeah.
Then I was drunk. Yeah. I lied. And there's nothing you can do about that. I was drunk. I lied. May I go now?
You see, Doc?
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I go now?
Fine. Go. Go do whatever you want.
No.
I will have to stun you.
Besides being nervous.
Do you get that one, Alvin?
Yeah. Eddie Murphy?
No, Eddie Murphy didn't have a stun gun.
Oh, sorry. I thought...
Go ahead, Chloe. What?
I said, besides being nervous, do you want to go up and sing with Merle?
If I did it on a regular basis, yes, I would.
Okay.
But the anxiety, the stomach acid I get every time our band plays, there are times like leaving the station, going to whatever the venue was, I'm going, all right, you know, I really think slipped my wrist. It couldn't. People pick it for a reason.
Looking like a pretty good option right at that moment, yep.
That's how high the anxiety gets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know.
What do you care? All you got to do is play a solo.
Oh, no.
The same
no.
one you play every year.
I know, but not just the White Trash Party. Okay, one time I was hanging out with CeCe DeVille Poison all day, slept him around, dropped him off at the concert.
You what him around?
Slept him around.
Slept him around.
I know, but it sounded like you said slapped him around.
No, slept, yeah.
Well, just because CeCe looks like that.
Right.
Right.
But anyway...
You look like a 68 DeVille.
At the concert, at the encore, I escorted some listeners on stage for a contest. You get to be on stage with them. So I'm standing there getting all the listeners on stage for the encore. CeCe walks over to me, throws a guitar on me, and goes, go. And Brett Michaels looks over and I go, what song are we playing? Oh, yeah, Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. Brett Michaels looks over and goes, hit it, you. And I played the first half. Just thinking about it makes me nervous.
Well, I'm sorry, which Poison song?
It was Rock and Roll Night by Kiss, actually. That was the encore.
Why were they doing a Kiss as an encore?
I don't know. Sometimes they play cover songs.
How do they know that you knew the song?
Good question. I mean, CeCe and I were talking.
You told him you wanted to play in the encore.
Oh, hell no. No, I did not. Oh, I don't know.
While you were slapping him around?
Uh-huh. See, now it makes sense.
Did you give oral sex to CeCe DeVille?
I did not.
I want you to.
God. Oh.
Obviously, there's no Bible in here. What can he swear on?
Oh.
Here. Swear on my audio cut sheet. It holds about the same weight.
Hand to God, swear to my cats.
Cats don't count. Except yes, unless you're Egyptian.
Well, that's right.
They love, good one. Good love cats.
Yeah. Did I get that one right?
Hand to cat.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Okay, there's a picture of the Bible on my iPhone. Put your hand on that. Yeah.
All right.
Put your hand on it.
Okay.
I swear to God.
I did not give CeCe DeVille.
I did not give
CeCe DeVille.
Oral sex.
Is that all?
Mm. Put your hand back on the Bible.
All right. All right.
I swear to God. CeCe DeVille. Did not give me oral sex.
Smart.
Anal sex?
And we did not mutually masturbate.
Or dock. Nor did we dock.
Tongue kiss.
So help me God.
Heavy petting?
No.
Like maybe some over the clothes stuff?
Keep your hand on the Bible.
It's there. Okay.
You dry humping?
No.
Give him a Belgian breakfast?
No.
Dirty Sanchez?
No.
Strawberry shortcake?
No.
A lemon party?
Oh, God, really?
I'm tired of leaning over. Unless you're how legal that is, just to pull up a picture of the Bible. All right, put your hand on the iPhone.
I think it's just a digital version. It works.
Look at that, another first. So how did they know that you knew how to play? Plus, do they do Rock and Roll All Night in the same key that Kiss does?
Yes, because he told me, he goes start in A, whatever it was.
So no. You guys talked about it. I think it was in F, but go ahead.
I think it was. I don't remember what it was because I was so nervous. We just talked about guitar stuff all day. We never talked about what songs I knew. Because like I said, I played a little Poison stuff and we never discussed any Kiss or doing that.
You had to. Somebody wouldn't just hand you a guitar and go, now.
See, that's what I thought.
Well, they had to. He knew you knew how to play the guitar.
Yes.
Okay. So what would make him think, okay, it isn't A. You got lucky. Intro is G, G, D, G. I can play that.
And the only thing I had time to tell him is, I don't know the solo. And he goes, I'll be back. And just walks off the stage.
What did he do? Just go like, just yeah, go just grab a beer or something? Or
You were the lead guitarist for Poison for their encore.
Yes.
Well, you got goosebumps?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Did he give you cream pie?
Did
you pose for nude pictures for CC DeVille?
All I did was.
Did you pose for nude pictures of anybody in the band Poison or any of their affiliates, or anybody associated with RCA or their label
or roadies?
I did not.
Did you didn't bang any roadies? Did you?
No.
You didn't. You weren't the train.
Mm-mm, no.
Hmm. Okay.
Nope. I was just his chauffeur all day.
Did you taste his truffle butter?
Oh, God. Yeah. Definitely not. Ooh,
I bet you did. See, I think there's a loophole. I didn't ask him everything.
No, there was nothing that went on. I mean, most of the time we didn't even talk. It was just quiet.
Well, you had to talk about something. It's not like we had Loverboy on the show a couple of times. Not like I just got on stage and they handed me a guitar. They knew this. They knew I knew how to play the two songs we were going to play. Mm-hmm. But if we didn't talk about it, is it Paul Dean?
Yes.
Yes.
Wouldn't have handed me a guitar. And went go, go what?
Right. If you,
you ride this like a stick pony.
Yeah. Yeah. You hand me a guitar and say go. I'm just probably going to poop myself.
See, that was the craziest part.
I'm just going to walk off stage and go, thank you.
Yeah.
Is it signed?
Yeah. That's really sweet of you.
No, I was blown away. I was like, how does he even know that I even half-assed know this?
Then you must have said it. You had to tell him.
I did not.
You did somehow, though.
Did not.
Russ is right.
We talked guitar talk. That was about it.
And somewhere along that conversation, you said, I know how to play this song.
I sure, man, my lifelong dream, ever since I found out I got Lou Gehrig's disease, is to play the encore with Poison.
Mm-hmm.
The only song I know is Rock and Roll All Night. Sure would like to play that. Or 6 Days on the Road by Dave Dudley. But, I mean, you're only CC DeVille. You can't help me with anything like that. So I just share in some of my dreams before my mind and my legs go.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it went down.
That's from a doctor.
Yep. He knows.
But anyway, I know about being nervous. You just need to channel your excitement, your nervousness into excitement, because it's going to be a good day.
He's right about that.
Well, you can't do it. Just telling somebody to do something, that's like saying, don't worry about it.
Yeah, just say no.
Well, that certainly was worth the whatever I paid you to tell me, don't worry about it.
Yeah, everything I was feeling is now completely gone since your command.
Right.
So nice of you.
I know, but would you rather say nothing at all or not be supportive?
I'd like to, if I'm going to go, there are only a handful of, if that many, songs that Merle does that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I like Okie.
Yes.
Fight Inside of Me.
Like that one.
Yep.
If you're talking down this country, you're walking on the fight inside of me. Like a man who threatens to kick somebody's ass.
in a song.
Mm-hmm. Well, when he wrote it, I'm sure he probably could take you.
Probably.
Plus, you know, I got my posse, Roy.
Oh, yeah.
Roy's always behind me.
Well, he kind of needs it, you know, because Merle's not a large man.
And the steel guitarist has a shiv. They don't call us Merle Haggard and the Strangers for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Steel guitar player.
Most stuff we do is anonymous. Steel guitar player what?
He has his throat slit in string. Gets up and he's ready.
I learned this from G. Gordon.
Liddy?
Liddy?
Yeah.
Is that the right guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he used piano strings.
Uh-huh.
I use steel guitar strings, choke people with.
There you go.
Is that the right reference?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, that was a big hit. What do we got, about a minute?
Yes.
Alfie, are these calls still about SAE?
Yes.
All right, I have no interest.
I'll get rid of them.
So I don't know if I'm going to do it or not. Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, what's his website? CarProUSA.com said if you have the balls to get on stage and sing with Merle, I'll give $1,000.
There you go.
And there were a few other people. I'd rather just give the money myself and not have to do it. Just take party bus, go out to Billy Bob's on July 3rd. We're probably going to be off that Friday. No, we're working that week. We can't make it.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can.
Let me see. Where are we working on? That's right, my show. Can't make it.
On July 3rd. What time is the show, Alfie?
9 o'clock. So am I right?
I'm not sure.
I believe Chris Spinks. It's at 9 o'clock. He goes, it's Merle. Merle likes to get on and get off.
Which you and you
Merle
appreciate
ain't staying
that.
Up late.
Yeah, you appreciate that. You like that.
Well, you don't know when he's going to do the song. We can't make it.
Why would you say that? Other than what you obviously said, which is it's my show. We get off the air at 7:30.
We do. Chloe, what time did you and I leave here last night?
9:20.
There.
What do you mean there?
Wouldn't get out to Billy Bob's until 10, maybe?
If you wanted to, you could. You could get out much earlier.
You think I'd just hang out around after the show because I wanted to hang with Chloe?
Yes.
It was later than 9:20.
I just remember the news coming on and seeing 9:20 on the TV.
Oh. Well, regardless, we don't just get off the air and leave.
No, I mean, we do some things, but we can do it expeditiously and get to Billy Bob's by 9 o'clock and watch the legendary Merle Haggard. Something we've been looking forward to for months, even though we didn't have a place.
I don't know if we were really looking forward to it. It was just the idea of this rock station, rock show, whatever. Plug in Merle Haggard. We're going to go see Merle Haggard and the Strangers.
And at one point, we were talking about going to see him at Windstar. Then that fell through. Then we were going to go to some other place, some lumber yard. And now he's going to be...
Well, yeah, his concert at Yardbird got canceled.
Wow.
Plus, I'm not sure. I think Sawyer Brown's playing the same night as Merle. I don't think I can make it.
Oh, really?
Or Dave Dudley.
No, they're not. In Fort Worth.
And I don't know if they mean for me to play with Merle or just sing. Because I don't know how much Chris from Billy Bob's told him. I'm sure he probably mentioned something about the foundation, and Merle probably said, or his people went,
well, bless his heart. Sad little man.
I don't think Merle called you a sad little man.
Yeah, I did.
No.
How dare you argue with me? I'm Merle Haggard.
Oh, God.
I'm Mighty Merle.
Well, if you're Mighty Merle, tell Russ to come to your show.
Why don't you tell him yourself? I ain't your slave.
I have
what
tried.
What do you think I am, your iPhone?
Yeah.
I heard that.
No, you didn't. Quit eavesdropping.
I hear everything you talk about.
And I told you to stop that.
Hey, Merle, what's up?
Don't talk to her, Merle.
Hey, darling.
No, stop it. Merle, you don't want to jump in that.
But I have a right to be anxious.
Oh, completely. And I'll be happy to help you with that, you know.
He doesn't want help with that.
Oh, so Alfie, the people on hold, now they're going to try and guilt me into it?
Yeah, they're questioning your manhood.
I already said I'm a pussy. How many times? What is my whole mantra? I'm a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the things I cry about on the air. That's not going to work. You ain't got the guts to sing with Merle. I do not.
I'm not even talking about you singing now. I'm talking about just going to see the show.
Well, I'm
going to
go, but I'm not getting up on stage.
What if you just help him out in the chorus or something?
That's still on stage, dude.
Well, you're not.
Douche faucet. What do you call him?
Douche nozzle.
Yeah, you douche nozzle faucet.
Point taken. But still, you know, you just sing along with the yeah, 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 yeah part or something. You know.
Oh, that's going to be worth going. What'd you do? What's your big highlight? I sang with Merle. Which part? Where he goes, hi, 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 hi.
Still get credit. You sang with Merle Haggard.
That's true.
Would you regret it afterwards if you didn't go?
Yes.
Would you regret it afterwards if you didn't get on stage and sing with him?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, like I said, it's not worth the anxiety leading up to it.
So you'd rather deal with the regret afterwards?
Regret's easier for me.
Gotcha.
Because that's easier to rationalize. Am I right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're right, but that doesn't make it right.
But it's easier to rationalize. That's what people do. Well, you know, I didn't go see my dad before he died because, you know, I had that miniature golf game that I had to play with my Chiweenie. The beagle hit my car keys.
Doc, is there anything to that when Russ is, in other words, faced with choosing something positive, being a positive memory singing with Merle, or negative, regretting it, and he's choosing the negative?
It's the easy way out.
Okay.
So you call me a coward?
Yeah.
Really?
Not precisely that, no, but I think you're deliberately underestimating the regret you will feel if you don't do that. Pretending. It's cognitive dissonance.
How dare you?
Oof.
But people do that. It's easier to rationalize.
Yes. Yeah.
Of I didn't do this, and there are all types of excuses that your mind can come up with. That's psychologically, people are apt to do that.
Absolutely right.
Thank you. Is there anything unhealthy about it?
Yes.
What? What's unhealthy if I don't do it? If I don't go? Just, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my two daughters, Monique and Unique, if I don't sing with Merle Haggard?
You're going to regret that for a long time.
I'm 54. How much longer can I regret it?
Well, not as long as it could have been earlier. But, yeah, it's a good thing to do.
All right. Alfie, do I want to take any of these before we break? Because I've come to a decision.
Line two.
You sound a little iffy.
Well, he's one of our good listeners, but he doesn't have the best point.
So you
is it Tomas?
Yeah.
Hola, jefe.
Hey, Russ.
See?
Stop with excuses. I'm sure you can get an escort from your police buddies to make it by 9 to Billy Bob's.
I'm not screwing somebody from the police department.
Well, no, I'm sure they'll offer. Maybe you can get full parked up after get you up here.
What do you think, cops on this side, they work as gigolos?
I don't know, but if you make it, we'll pitch into the foundation, and there you go.
He meant a squad car escort.
Yes.
Well, I totally misunderstood.
It's understandable.
Although I think I've just found the name of my new business.
Do you have a name?
Yeah, the police escort.
You know it's got to be safe. It ain't no sting operation.
That's right.
We already said up front, police escort.
The only sting with us is in your pants.
And we do a plethora of things in bed. Let's say you have a hole in the foot fetish.
No.
Let's say you'd like to use my foot as a glory hole.
He's going to kill me.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin
Swiss
Show.
Cheese is your friend. 509. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. The check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after Alta Mesa. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic goes back I-20 in North Richland Hills, westbound Loop 820, right at Holiday Lane. Got an accident there blocking everything but the right lane. Traffic goes back from Trinity Boulevard. Same accident causing a backup on 183 back from Norwood. Into Denton, northbound I-35 between North Loop 288 and FM 1173. That part of the highway has been reopened. Traffic is still jacked up back from the 35E, 35W split. Northbound 35E is also backed up back from North Texas Boulevard. Into Mesquite, eastbound Highway 80 just before 635, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from I-30. And finally, in Dallas, southbound on the tollway right at Spring Valley, got an accident blocking the left lane. That has traffic backed up back from Keller Springs. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow afternoon at 12:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Toadies at the Bomb Factory on March 28th. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by American Airlines. Tonight, cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, morning rain, high of 77. Right now, 64. The 97 won the Eagle.
How about some...
How about you suck my play fuck over?
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You stroke, you jump, you hop and you tease, because I'm a tall, cool one.
All right, we were doing what?
Having to convince you to go see Merle Haggard.
I'm going to go see Merle. I'm just not going to sing.
Okay.
And the phone calls are of no consequence. Oh, I'll give $100. Well, I'll pay $100 not to do it.
Yeah, you're one of those that you will find the cash as high as it goes to not have to do what you do not want to do.
But back to your defense.
Thank you.
You're going to spend a lot more time with the regret than you will with the anxiety. The anxiety will pass. It'll be done. The regret.
I think the regret will pass as quickly as a lot quicker.
I don't know. Every time you hear that song, I could have done that.
I could have, but I didn't.
All right.
Is there anything that we could do that would help ease the anxiety?
Massage my scrotum.
Aside from that?
Play with my taint.
Okay, things that might not be
in the nether regions.
Yeah.
Well, they got to do with it. Get down there and play my tank. Finger my hole. Finger it.
I was thinking maybe get you like some Valium or get you drunk or something.
I do that on my own.
I know, but if it can help.
Because I think manually gesticulate my penis.
I don't want to do that, but I think some part of you.
Have a puppet show with my penis and I'll do it.
Okay, you don't have to sing with Merle.
Put lipstick on the end of my penis. Do the whole Topo Gigio thing. It's all right. It's all right. I'll do it.
So what if we find someone to do that?
No, Alfie has to do it. Or I want Alfie to spin plates on my penis. While it's soft.
You've gone too far.
We'll see what happens as we get closer to the event. Because, you know, people are going to be complete holes and go, well, we'll donate this.
Right.
Luckily, a certain person hasn't gotten involved into the donation process. And if he does, I'm screwed.
If he does, you can blame Chloe.
Yep.
Why'd you blame me? I haven't
talked
to him.
You say something about him?
I haven't talked to him in a couple weeks. I'm pissed off at him anyway.
Why?
Because he sent me a text message from Key West telling me about how everybody hates Jimmy Buffett.
I like
it. Why would he go to Key West just to send you a text that people hate Jimmy Buffett?
Well, he's on vacation. He's went to Florida.
On vacation from what?
No kidding.
What does Ben Garrison do?
He's tired of doing nothing?
All right, you have a good point. I don't know. He went to Florida and he went to a few other places.
Because you've known Ben Garrison, Walt's boy.
Yes.
For how long?
At least 15 years.
And you still don't know what he does.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard him say this phrase, I have to go to work?
I've heard him say, I have to go to the office, because he does have an office somewhere in Dallas.
I don't mean he's working in it.
You think he's running, I don't know if his dad, Walt Garrison, has companies or a company.
He handles some of the family, I think, finances. That's all that I know.
Oh, yeah. I have to go to the office and... there's some payouts. Yeah, that's office stuff you wouldn't understand. You
right.
know, I got the POs, the profit and loss stuff, and I gotta pay for band camp.
I think that's exactly what it is.
You hit it. You hit it. You got it right there.
I didn't realize that was that close to being accurate.
I think you nailed it.
Yes.
But it is up there. I mean, he's not the Kardashians or anything, but that's why anytime I see celebrities, whenever they say, like, oh, well, the Kardashians had to go on vacation. From what? What are they tired from?
And where do you go to take a vacation from being a whore?
Mm-hmm. I know. Whore Island.
No, that's exactly the last place you'd want to go. That's what comes to mind because it sounds nice.
Yeah.
hey, where you want to go to have sex? I want to go to Whore Island.
Mm-hmm.
So Ron Burgundy said he goes.
That's right.
You find a good woman, that's where I go.
Mm, it's a good spot. Island. One leg, too. Which where I go for one leg of horse. One eye.
What are you, into pirates?
Yeah, pretty much. Going with the island theme. So how long is he in Key West?
I think he's back. This was last week.
How often does he travel?
Besides band camp? I think probably once, twice a year.
How many times a year to band camp?
Like six.
Damn.
And those are full weekends?
Yes, it's a 4-day.
Yeah, you ain't got no job. If you can take that much time off, the only person who takes that much time off has a job is me.
True.
But I don't go anywhere.
No, you stay at home and just chill.
If I ever took a trip and texted somebody from there, nobody would believe it.
No. We would just assume that you just taped it on your phone as some sort of Google image result.
Yeah. Did you name your couch Cancun? Is that the loophole here?
Mm-hmm. Russ Martin has checked in at DFW International Airport. Nah, that's like his second guest bathroom. I'm not buying it.
Well, here's a picture of me in Cancun.
Okay.
Yeah, you're about 40 pounds lighter, and that looks like about 25 years younger.
Yeah.
Well, the sun did a lot for me while I was here.
You're going to fool me. It's black and white.
Do what?
You're going to fool me just because it's black and white.
I swear to God, I'm in Cancun. I'm riding in a green cab smoking weed.
Oh, okay. Sure you are. Yeah. So am I. I'm in the car behind you. That actually, I think I actually, I wouldn't believe you. Even if you showed me itineraries and everything saying that you were taking a trip somewhere, I don't think I'd ever buy it.
Well, eventually I'm going to have to go to New York to meet Bob Pittman.
That's not the same. That's work-related. That's a trip, not vacation.
Well, I don't think there's going to be work involved. My anxiety with meeting Bob Pittman, even though he's been a down-to-earth guy via email,
yeah,
is what if he asked me, how do you do it? I'll shoot myself in the head.
Let's not do that.
Well, I don't want to spend a segment on explaining how I do what I do since I don't know what I do.
Then just be honest with him. Say, I don't know.
Then they're going to let me go.
No, they're not.
I've got to come up with some type of voodoo that I do.
So will.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? Hit him with an answer that he would respect. And as a businessman, you would
I think I'd go a Dr. Thornton route and go, how do you think I do it?
That's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good.
But your idea was?
Basically say, well, you know, I can't give you all my secrets. I don't want to tell you.
I'm the president and CEO of iHeart. iHeart Media.
Yes.
Bigger than the Borg. In fact, we bought the Borg.
That's right. You did. And you're asking
me. At the Borg, we laughed when they said resistance is futile. Mm-hmm. We laughed at them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hostile takeover. You know, a company is big when they buy the Borg.
Yes.
Every Borg out there, including Bajan. I get that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Touchdown.
Tennis player?
Yeah.
Reference that nobody got.
No, I get it.
You had to be around the 70s.
Or just really like tennis.
So I will have to go to New York. I don't think that'll be work. I'm just afraid what he's going to ask me.
And
what's the success of the show? How were you able to take a station that was about to change formats and take it, you know, the other day parts back up into the top 10, top 5, and your show number 1? He's not going to say, he's not going to accept, I don't know. Well, you're being coy. You're being humble. I am not. I'm stupid. Maybe stupid sells in Texas. The only way to check it is to, you know, maybe syndicate us in New York, and if it don't sell, then stupid sells in Texas.
But different shows may, sometimes there's a regional factor that doesn't always work out. So that doesn't, I don't think that works. But you can say a number of things, not the least of which could be just the funny response of Merle.
I don't follow formatics. I don't follow any of the rules of radio.
And I think, honestly, there is something to be said for that.
Well, that's somebody that's just getting into radio. You could hire anybody, put them on the air and go, all right, well, since they don't know what they're doing, put them in the studio, let them just mumble, sing songs out of the format, sing, and they shouldn't be singing on the air, play the guitar, do some type of stupid phone bit where the phone's arguing with the owner. Do that. Throw in some more dead air. And then giggle about stuff the entire time.
But in order to do that, to make it entertaining, you have to go through all the other, you know, parts of your career and the things you've learned along the way to get to that point.
But it seems like I wasted all that time. If you could just hire anybody off the street and go in there and up for 4 hours.
No, it's not that. It's counter-programming. You tell him that, then he'll get an idea.
Oh, counter-programming. Mm-hmm. I get it now.
Ah, yes.
Okay, so what you're saying is we take all the rules of professionalism and they go off the roof.
Only when the mics are on. Mics off, you're back to professional.
Well, what good does that do as far as ratings go if you're professional off the air? See, you don't want to go either.
I never said I wanted to go. I mean, I want to go to New York, but I mean, Bob asked for you. Mr. Pittman asked to me, Russ.
A master can throw away the rules. You have to know the rules.
You have to
digest the rules.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, own the rules.
And that's exactly what we're doing right now. We're talking about how we do it. Like magicians don't sit around and talk about, well, here's how we do that. Who would want to watch it?
I watched it when they had that masked guy uncovering all the secrets.
Ooh, I watched that too.
See? I loved that. That was fascinating.
And then when they finally revealed who he was.
I forgot who it was.
It was some magician you'd never heard of.
Okay, yeah.
But he was revealing. Magic's Greatest Secrets Revealed, something like that.
Something
it was
like
on
that.
Fox in the 90s.
It was. And I remember thinking that David Copperfield going to find this man and make him disappear.
And there were some really a couple of, and we're really off track now, ingenious techniques. We'll say it was a tank.
Yeah.
They're in a parking lot, and there's a tank. And then all of a sudden, the magician just holds up a window, you know, just a portable window. He opens the blind. You see the tank. He closes it. And then 10 seconds later, he opens it back up, and the tank is gone. Well, what they did is they had the magician on a platform, and the camera moved with the magician, and they just moved perspectives. So when you open it back up, the tank ain't there because it's still off to the right.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Penn and Teller did the same thing when they made a submarine disappear.
Okay.
They even had people that were skeptical. All right, we're going to hire a bunch of scuba divers with cameras.
Right.
They're going to set on the floor of, not an ocean, but something deep enough to put the submarine in.
Yeah, a bay.
And then all of a sudden, this veil of water bubbles start to come up.
Uh-huh.
And then 10 seconds later, the bubbles vanish, and the submarine is gone.
Hmm.
Then at the end of the show, they show you a helicopter hauling off the submarine in the air. They just lifted it up out of the water and took it while the bubbles were going. But nobody, but that's impossible.
Hmm.
You know, David Copperfield and getting rid of the Statue of Liberty. That was probably the same thing of just moving the perspective slightly.
Right.
Well, it ain't there now. Well, yeah, it ain't there now. Now I see the Empire State Building. So anyway. So I talked about how we do what we do since we don't know is fruitless. And I'm not going to New York to tell him I don't know what I'm doing.
Then just tell him you're wildly entertaining.
Why don't you just ask Kelly to ask him what the hell is he going to ask?
Maybe that would come off as being rude. I'm the president, CEO of iHeart. Probably the largest broadcaster in the country. None of your business what I'm going to ask. You're going to come up here, you're going to answer my questions.
It's not an interrogation.
I feel like it is.
No. He's not going to put you in a one-lamp room.
What if they get the big pool of water and a surfing board?
That's just part of the initiation to corporate.
Are you going to tell us how you do it? Nope. Into the water. And I don't have the sound effect because our sound effect machine is broken. and pull me back out. Going to tell us now? Man, I'll tell you where every military installation is on this planet, but I cannot tell you how I do radio. If I knew government secrets, I'd let you have every single one of them.
I'll even pull a Geraldo and draw battle plans in the sand.
But I cannot tell you how I do radio. I don't know how I do it. And I don't know how I've killed a segment talking about how I don't know what I'm doing.
Really? That's what we're talking about.
Alfie, what is line one?
That's R. Robert.
Yes, R. Robert.
You cannot just take someone off the street and put them in front of a microphone and produce radio magic. Because if you could, Ron and Don, Pugs and Kelly and Dan Lewis would have succeeded, and they fell flat on their asses.
I hope you die.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
It's Dan O'Malley for the real estate agents at Your Home Free. And that sounds a little weird when you think about, okay, I want to list my house and buy a new one. I need real estate agents. Usually you just say agent, one. Not with Your Home Free. With Your Home Free, you get a team of experts in different areas of home selling and home buying that help you along the way. So that means you get the best in the business at every step.
It's almost like getting a second opinion.
That's exactly what it is.
One realtor looked at the house and go, okay, we should do this. Well, we should stage some of the rooms like this, maybe put some furniture in there. No, I think for a house this size. So it's a
team effort.
You have Bill Nelson.
Yes.
And almost like his advisors.
That's exactly it. Between Bill, his wife Andra, and then their entire staff, all real estate agents. Like they have one real estate agent who is very good if you are, say, an investor looking into flipping. That's what she does as a side business. There are others that are excellent in new construction.
Why would I want to capsize a house? You mean like Guam?
Congressman Johnson, please get out of my spot.
I thought I was a representative.
Congressman representative.
I didn't know it was the same thing. They didn't tell me that when I got the job.
Man, they should.
I'm just worried about Guam capsizing.
You really need to read the pamphlets when you get to Congress.
And I still want Gomer Powell put on the $1 bill.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
What about Sergeant Carter?
Yeah, dreams can come true.
How about Denver Powell?
I know he'd appreciate it. So, the next step is, if you have a house that you want to sell and you're in the market to buy a new one, you need to call Bill Nelson and his team at Your Home Free.
The guy that's in charge of health for the entire country.
The Surgeon General?
Yeah. I want the Surgeon General to be the doctor from Cannonball Run.
Can't wait for that confirmation hearing. 972-317-5900. 972-317-5900. The way their program works is this. You realize, I would like to sell my house for whatever reason and buy a new one. They will sell your house commission-free as long as you buy that next house with them. That will save you thousands of dollars. Give them a call. Have Bill explain to you exactly how it works and how they can work for you.
I think Super Chicken should be in charge of the TSA.
Any particular reason?
So he could ride around in his Sea Everett coupe.
I don't hate you for that. Call 972-317-5900 for the fine real estate agents at Your Home Free. Their website, yourhomefree.com. And, of course, tell them Dan O'Malley sent you.
5:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is at KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by TrueCar.com. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound 75 right at Walnut Hill. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. Also in Dallas, southbound on the Tolley, right at Spring Valley, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from the bush. It's moving to Mesquite, eastbound Highway 80, just before 635, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from the 3080 split. Into North Richland Hills, westbound Loop 820, right at Holiday Lane, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Trinity Boulevard. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Alta Mesa, got an accident there. This one is in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Call number 9. Wins a pair of tickets to go see 3 Days Grace on April 23rd at the Bomb Factory. Plus, you qualify for a grand prize, which includes a flyaway, a whole bunch of extra stuff, meet and greet, all that good stuff. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Account Temps. Tonight, cloudy and 59. Tomorrow, Rain in the morning and a high of 77. Right now, 65 at 97.1 The Eagle. Rock my soul. Believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Wait a minute.
Decision. I said citrus. Pangelo. Cutis. Lemon. With your band. Blackberry. How do you feel?
I feel good.
All right. Let's finish news.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I do, Mr. Pittman. I sing the bumpers. Dr. Thornton and I were talking about during the break. I went, I seriously, I got nothing to tell him. They're going to fly me to New York. I'm going to go, I don't know. Then they're going to pop my ass.
They wouldn't pop you for that. They'll look at the ratings and be like, well, that'd be silly to pop him if he doesn't know. If he doesn't know, then he doesn't know.
Then he's an a-hole and he's not telling us.
I think that when you say you don't know, you're sincere when you say it and you're convincing. I don't think he's going to think you're lying about it.
If I listen to the show, I'd believe me.
See, there you go. Former Dallas Cowboys running back DeMarco Murray is long gone after signing a free agent contract with the Philadelphia Eagles, but he has not been quick to forget the support Dallas showed him since entering the league in 2011 with the Cowboys. So Murray is using a billboard in downtown Dallas to show his appreciation for the team and the city. The billboard reads, "Thank you, Dallas," with a picture of Murray running onto the field at AT&T Stadium. Not pictured on the backside of the billboard is the knife into the hearts of Cowboys fans everywhere.
Wow.
Ah.
Dan Dale Hanson O'Malley.
Murray thanked the Cowboys organization and its fans on Twitter, which, you know, is really the sweet way to go about it, when he signed with the Eagles nearly a week ago.
The Eagles. God.
Yeah. And you know what my favorite thing about it?
Anybody see the board?
I did. It's a nice looking billboard, nice artwork. I don't know exactly where it is other than from what the story said, downtown Dallas, but he did the cliched thing when in his press conference in Philadelphia, meeting the media, and he said it's not about the money. Really?
You're gonna have to explain this one to me then.
I can't. You're gonna have to call him to truly explain it. Because his way of explaining how it wasn't about the money was saying is that he wanted to go to a team, you know, where with the respect and a chance to win a Super Bowl. Despite the fact the team he just signed with missed the playoffs this past year, and the Cowboys, the team he just left, won a playoff game, damn near two, if not for a controversial ruling, they were going to be in the title game.
Was he number 88?
No, he was 29.
Well, then that's wrong billboard.
Yeah.
Well, it says DeMarco Murray thanks fans.
Oh. That may just be a bad graphic on the link or something.
What'd you say, 29?
29, yeah.
Yeah, it could be a 29.
But, so in essence, the Cowboys reportedly...
Thank God I'm not at the DMV.
The Cowboys are reportedly offering him up to $6 million.
And what did the Eagles offer?
Basically, $8.5 million. But over a five-year contract, I believe. So, you know, that extra money adds up. I think we had talked about it before last week when it happened. You know, you're talking about $10 million difference. I'm okay if as an athlete you say, yeah, I wanted to get paid. It's a business. That's the whole idea of it. That's why I ran for 1,875 yards this last season so I get paid. And saying it's not about that is just weird to me.
Well, that's what I was going to ask is how do you say it's not about the money if you left because of the money?
That's why I can't even answer that. Because even
especially when you get into a realm that none of us can conceive of making $10, $20 million a year or something, I'm just kind of throwing out numbers.
Well, he's doing $8.5 million, so.
Okay. Well, you know, what if you come to Philadelphia? Is that right?
You got it?
All right, well, teams move around.
Some.
For, you know, another couple million. Yeah, I like being a Dallas Cowboy. I like the heritage that goes along with it. I like wearing the star on the side of my head.
And my friends are here.
I like representing North Texas, state of Texas.
The team that took a chance on me.
Nah.
In the draft.
For $4 million.
I'll sell it all out.
I'll sell it all out. I'll forsake Jesus Christ.
I'll pray to whoever you want me to.
Yeah, you got a new God, I'll pray to him. Big mm-hmm. and little Enos Burdett, you want me to pray to them, I'll pray to them.
Yeah, I'll kneel down to the feet of the Rocky statue in Philadelphia. I don't give a damn. That man's practically a saint as it is anyway.
Give me enough money, I'll join the SAE fraternity. CBS is doing a story right now on the fraternity in Oklahoma.
The men of Kappa Delta Rho had no interest in talking about the vulgar images on their
Facebook
page.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's at Penn State.
Oh. They must have swapped stories.
Well, they were posting photos on a private Facebook page of passed out women, the fraternity was.
Different fraternity.
A different fraternity. Not the one at OU. This is a different fraternity altogether.
Why were they posting pictures of passed out women they had done things to?
We don't know. But some of them were not all clothed.
And what did the university say? Hey, people pass out and get naked?
No.
Can we pull the story back up?
Yeah.
Website, 144 past and present fraternity members had access to these images. One fraternity member boasted the page had more than 370,000 views. Others boasted about sexual exploits. The president of Penn State University, Eric Barron.
I am very committed to due process. I'm very committed to making sure that we know exactly who is responsible and then taking action on those that are responsible.
And there's not a lot else you can say about that. We need to make sure who did it, then we'll take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a situation where I would come down on a frat, if it was fraternity, hard. Like, really? We haven't had enough issues.
Yeah.
The national media was off of us. I can't even remember the name of the coach now for Penn State.
Are you talking about the one that was that's now in jail?
No, the one that died.
That's Paterno.
Yeah. See, I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah.
Sandusky, I remember.
Yeah. On this article about the Penn State fraternity, it actually starts out because the headline says Penn State frat's nasty Facebook comments surface. The first one, LOL, delete these or we'll be on CNN in a week.
Whoa. Hey. Look at you. You thought more positively, because you made it to CBS. Totally skipped cable, went straight to broadcast networks.
Yeah, and said here, I think we heard in the story, the page had 144 members, a group that is said to include current and former members. It was a former member of the frat who alerted police to the page. New York Times reports police have been investigating the page for roughly 2 months, thanks to the cooperating informant who believed criminal conduct might be occurring and was able to produce screenshots of a small fraction of the photos and comments on the page. The affidavit noted the page also contained photos of hazing and drug sales, with the informant telling police the drugs included marijuana, edibles, ADD medication, and cocaine.
Well, you're going to have to be able to prove in those photos that what they're selling is actually illegal.
Yeah. The Kappa Delta Rho chapter, a 95-year institution at the school, was initially suspended by Penn State's Interfraternity Council. That was followed by a one-year suspension and a reorganization handed down by the National Frat. Members are reportedly being allowed to remain in the frat house. And then more as it develops kind of a thing.
Really, when you post stuff like this, why don't you just send it straight to the cops? I mean, do you think because it's not, well, we don't have any police departments that have friended us on Facebook, so we're probably in the clear.
Yeah, it's a private Facebook page, so no one can see it, LOL. Douchebags.
No, I don't have time to put those letters together. Then they get caught, they go to jail, and it's like they post OMG. Never mind. But I'm getting it from some people.
Yeah, I got you. whether it's the frat at OU or these kids at Penn State, my God, if these were my kids and I knew they were doing this stuff, you think Republicans hate late-term abortion as it is now?
Hey, go back and start researching, retroactive abortion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I spent all this money for you to go to Penn State so you could post pictures on Facebook of passed out chicks. Why aren't you studying? I'm sure it's not cheap to stay in a dorm. I don't know. I never stayed in one.
That's not cheap. Look at it this way. If it's college, it's price gouged. Would you like a book? That'll be $350.
Well, I just wanted to call in and find out, don't you got no used ones?
Oh, yeah, that is the used price.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry, the used price just went up.
What if...
This call is going to cost you 8.4% interest.
Damn.
Starting 2 years ago.
They charge more when you use a phone in jail. Or not as much.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent, yeah, I would lose my mind. I would go and find my kid and go, all right, come home. Don't worry about punishment because you're not going to remember it.
Yeah, but it's okay. You know what I'm going to do, though, even though you're not going to remember it, you know, post-concussion stuff, is I'm going to record it and
I'm going to post it on Facebook
and YouTube, and I'm going to put it on Tumblr. I'm going to make it into like 50 different GIF images so I can watch my favorite shots over and over again in a 3-second loop.
Here's my idiot kid who posted all these pictures on Facebook at Penn State. Here he is with a subdural hematoma and a self-induced coma that I self-induced.
That's right. Parenting 2.0. I really would, man. I wouldn't know what I would do. I know they always... I don't understand how it is people say, no matter what they do, I love my children. Mm-hmm. Bull!
You don't know my child. He's not racist. He's not stupid. You don't know what kids do when they're not around you.
Right. Not my baby. Okay.
Look, I didn't act a fool around my parents because I knew I'd get a whipping.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned pretty fast. First of all, the basics. I got those down. And those whippings I had coming. Leaving the house without telling them where I was going. This is like, you know, maybe 10, 11. Crossing the street without looking both ways.
Mm-mm.
That's when you just pray to Jesus. You go, I don't know if I'm old enough to believe in Jesus, but I sure wish he'd come down and grab her hand.
Didn't tell her no. He's had enough.
Just come down and go, hey, vengeance is mine. Lay off this kid. You've been going at him for 23 minutes.
That's almost half a football game.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Texas Department of Transportation has started mailing refund checks to some tollway drivers who were overbilled or billing was wrongly delayed for months. A legislative hearing has been scheduled on tollway tag issues. A proposal in the Texas House would require bills to be sent out within 30 days of when tolls are used. Authorities say some billing issues go back to 2012. Officials say software-related problems were discovered last summer when TxDOT changed billing companies.
We're talking about TxDOT, not the NTTA.
Yes.
But the NTTA charges tolls.
Yes.
Is NTTA a division of TxDOT?
I don't think so.
What, Alfie?
TxDOT may be responsible for other tolls throughout parts of the state, like the whatever the Easy Tag is in Houston, things like that.
Okay. So this has nothing to do with really North Texas and the NTTA.
I know that NTTA went through something similar, I think at least 2-3 weeks ago. Where they're having to revamp their billing process, and some people are owed refunds because of it.
Okay.
That'd be really nice if I got one of those, because then I can call them back and go, I'm sorry, there's an administrative fee on this?
Well, you can't charge us an administration fee.
You charge others administrative fees.
Okay, well, we apologize. What's your administrative fee? We gave you a check for $20.
My administrative fee is $62,000.
Lump sum?
I don't know. Do you need to pay it out?
I might.
Okay, well, that'll be...
Would you like some scratch-offs? How about an evening on the town with Michael Ray?
All right, I'll knock it down to $50,000 and end the night with Michael Ray.
I think we're going to need a little more from Michael Ray. He's still in pretty good shape. He's our spokesman.
Okay.
He'll do anything.
Anything?
He worked for Ron Chapman.
He will do anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll go down to 35, and I get him for the weekend.
Okay, deal.
All right. Somewhere Michael Ray's going, oh,
I got to do what? This 82-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm.
He got a refund for 20 grand.
That's right. TxDOT Executive Director Joe Weber said the refund checks that were sent as of Monday are to customers who already paid outdated bills. Officials, so about 31,000 who use the toll
tag. If you have a toll tag, mm-hmm. it's deducted automatically. So
it's supposed to be, but that was part of the problem in the billing, is that not all of it was done properly, or maybe you were overcharged.
Okay.
But they're trying to figure it out.
Well, the upside with the NTTA is anytime you call them, you've got a problem. You would have no idea they're connected with the government in any form or fashion. Okay, well, let me look into that right now. Well, you know, I'm sorry to bother you. No, that's our job. It's unsurpassed customer service. I don't know where it came from, how it started, but they'll always, yeah, you know what? That was our fault. We'll take that off. And the administrative fees, you know, forget about that.
Yeah, they're always real quick. And I love how they do it. They're like, I'm going to take care of those for you. And that's where I've told them before. It's like, man, if I could fist bump through this phone, I would. And I wish, I wish their customer service was in every other customer service of anything I have to use.
Yeah, because you don't want to call NTTA where it says, even though you got a toll tag,
mm-hmm.
but somehow the readers weren't hitting it, and you owe like $800, and you call them and go,
hello, NTTA. This is Paul. How can I help you?
I think I got a bill here.
I like my pet.
I'm sorry,
it slipped out.
I think it's incorrect. I have a toll tag, but I don't think your toll booths were reading it properly. And now it's saying I owe you $800.
Yeah, you do. And you can come into the office and pay in the back next to the onions.
What I'm saying is you're not listening to me. I don't think this
Maybe
is right.
Maybe you didn't put the toll tag on correctly.
It is on correctly.
You got to lick it before you stick it.
I apologize again.
You should. You should be ashamed. The Texas Senate has approved allowing thousands of high school seniors to graduate this year despite failing one of the standardized exams needed to earn a diploma. The bill offers an alternative graduation plan to an estimated 28,000 of 2015 seniors who failed to pass one of the five required statewide exams in Algebra 1, Biology, English 1 and 2, and U.S. History.
They didn't know this rhyme was in the back next to the onions.
The plan approved Tuesday would create committees to consider a student's other academic factors like attendance.
How
and
about their
grades?
Members. So even grades, I have no idea how the standardized test works.
You have to pass it to.
Let's say you got
graduate.
A 4.0.
Okay.
But you fail the standardized test.
You don't graduate.
Then that's absurd.
And that's what this bill is trying to change. On the other hand, I would love to see an example of a student that had a good GPA and somehow failed a portion of the test.
Don't the teachers spend a lot of time prepping the kids for the standardized test as opposed to just education in general?
Yes. And that's one of the biggest complaints that you will hear from any teacher. Because you know what a teacher...
Who was it? Was your mom a teacher?
It was my whole damn family. My father started out as a teacher. My mother, my grandmother, my aunt, my great aunt, and my other great aunt. And probably some other people along the way. But yeah, whole family of teachers. And one of the most common themes among teachers, you know what they like to do? Teach. They like to teach. They're freaks of nature because they like to go into a room where they are outnumbered by hellion children and try to mold their young minds. And then what happens? You get government oversight in, and then they try to just change everything
Where did all the standardized tests come from?
It comes from government regulation. There is a base for it that is actually good. It's to see that everyone is at least meeting minimum requirements. But the problem has happened where you've got so many tests that they've got to pass. Like now, I think it's the STAR test in Texas. When I took it, it was the tax test. It was, you took it every couple of years, and then like your sophomore year, if you pass everything, you're done. But if you don't, then you have to take it every year afterwards to make sure you pass it so you can graduate to meet the minimum requirements.
So there's no averaging going on. It's like, let's say I had a A average, but I failed the final for the class.
Right.
Like, talking about when I was a kid, which would have dropped my average to a C. I'm still passing. I still graduate.
Absolutely.
Doesn't happen now.
It doesn't, because the standardized test is separate from your actual schooling. It's separate from your school grades.
Well, then just get rid of it and make the standardized test part of college admission.
That's kind starting of to go by the wayside now, too, though.
I'm sorry. Oh, what, Alfie?
It kind of is, because in Texas, if you take the ACT or the SAT and you get above a certain score, that opts you out of having to take the Texas standardized test.
What were we going to say, Dr. Thorne?
I was going to say, I've heard recently that some of the bigger schools are starting to drop the standardized SAT and stuff like that for their admissions, like Harvard and Yale.
Okay,
like
bigger universities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When you say drop it, you mean altogether or just to a lower minimum?
No. They're eliminating that as a criterion.
Well, somebody's got to check them to see if these idiots really graduated high school.
They're looking at their grade point averages. They're looking at what they've actually achieved.
Well, why is it the GPA no longer has any credibility?
Well, that's what Dr. Thornton is saying. Even back when we were in school, GPA didn't matter because most schools were looking at your SAT or ACT scores before they even would bother giving you a look.
And so the big schools now know that these tests are getting kind of rigged almost. I mean, people are prepping for them in a way, and there's this high correlation between socioeconomic status and your score on that test. And so they're trying to have more diversity and trying to get people who are really, really bright and really, really made good grades and will do well in their school, but don't necessarily have the highest SAT scores.
Which makes the most sense, because if you want someone who's going to do well in college, wouldn't it make sense to have someone that did well in high school?
Right.
As opposed to a test?
Exactly. And like if you're going to go to business school or something, there are these other factors that are going to predict whether you're really, really successful as a business person, you know, personality issues and things like that, that they want to be able to measure with interviews. And
so, like, say I did poorly on an IQ test, it wouldn't necessarily mean I was stupid.
Right.
Well, I feel better now.
There are aspects of intelligence that those tests don't measure.
What aspects are those? Maybe I can feel better in general about myself.
Creativity, for one.
Okay. How do you measure creativity?
Well, it's hard to measure, but, you know, you can, like if you have a lot of art projects that you got awards for during your extracurricular activity.
You would
like
try that to use that as part of your admissions.
Yeah.
Would puppet shows count?
They ought to.
They count with Alfie.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, if Alfie's deciding, you're going to MIT on a full ride.
Yeah. Throw me the sock puppet, Dr. Thorne. Thank you. Alfie, stop answering the phone.
Okay.
I obviously am a master at this puppetry.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm just here answering phones.
Who's calling?
Oh, my God.
Nope. Nope. Should I turn the puppet towards my camera?
Yeah.
If Bob Pittman saw this, if I was Bob Pittman and I saw this, me doing a puppet show on the video stream on a radio show, I'd fly down here and kick my own ass. I gotta fly to Dallas-Fort Worth and fist him.
I'll show him how a puppet works.
Shove it up his ass and make his penis talk. Still watching, Alfie?
Yep.
What are you doing?
I'm answering phones from students and stuff.
All right, we all laughed at that one.
Any good calls?
A couple.
Where are they? Hurry up. I'm late.
I'm sorry.
Tell me.
He
can't. He can't even function.
And Alvy's an intelligent guy. Probably one of the most intelligent. I'd put him on the same level as you, Dan. He's just smart in different levels.
Yep. Yeah, clearly.
Both of you guys are well-versed in almost every aspect of education. But, Alfie, you bring out a sock puppet, and all I could even mouth something and not say it, and he'll get it. You watching the puppet?
Yep.
Can you read it?
Go ahead.
It's hard. There's not a lot of intonation. You need the voice.
I can't. I can't say it.
I know what he's saying.
Okay, yeah, you know?
I know what he's saying.
Yeah, black people get mad.
I know how to read lips.
Thank you, Dan. We'll be back.
Okay. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
609. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Now listen. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Count Temps. Let's get started off in Dallas. Let's go southbound on the tollway right at Spring Valley. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Spring Creek. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, right at Walnut Hill. Got an accident there. This one's in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up all the way back from Woodall Rogers. Into Richardson now, northbound 75, right at Beltline. Got an accident there. This one also in the clearing stages. Traffic is still backed up, though, back in Forest Lane. Further on up 75, northbound 75, right at Renner Road in Richardson. Got an accident there. This one is also in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up, back from Arapaho. So basically from Woodall all the way to Arapaho or all the way to Renner, it's kind of crap. And finally, in Mesquite, eastbound Highway 80, just before 635, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up, back from the 30-80 split. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Mavs take on the Spurs on March 24th at the AAC. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle weather brought to you by TrueCar.com. Cloudy and 59 tonight. Tomorrow morning rain and a high of 77. Right now 65. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What is it, Dr. Thornton?
Is that a mashup?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think so. But I can't remember what that riff is, that guitar lick. What is it?
I'll play it again for you, because nobody will help you.
Yeah.
We're AC/DC. Back to the Russ Martin Show.
What's the song?
I don't know.
All right. I'll give you a clue.
Side, back side. Back.
Pointing at my nose means you got it.
Uh-huh, backside.
Not backside.
But side. Back in Black.
There you go. Okay. Woo! I had to strike the pose from you getting Back in Black.
And you put that with the Bee Gees. That's pretty cool.
I didn't do it. I found it on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I don't do any of the mashups. I ain't got no time for it. It's not already done. I'm not messing with it. You want to play Dr. Thornton, Billy the Kid's new beer spot?
I think it's important.
Played it in a few hours.
Yeah.
You know, we hand Billy the Kid copy, or we have somebody else hand him copy. He'll record it.
Yep.
Having no idea that it's coming back to us.
Right.
Okay. I'll play you part of the unedited version.
Yes.
Hey, what's up? It's Billy the Kid. Now, spring break is here, and summer's right around the corner. Everyone knows that the best way to relax is with a nice, cold, refreshing beer, right? That's why I'm here to tell you about my choice when it comes to beer. Big Lager Beer. Yep, uh-oh. Big Lager Beer is dark, smooth, and it hits the spot. Uh-oh. After drinking a couple of these, I always feel lager rich. Nothing better than getting together with a few...
And here's the produce spot.
Hey, what's up? It's Billy the Kid. Now, spring break is here, and summer's right around the corner. Everyone knows that the best way to relax is with a nice, cold, refreshing beer, right? That's why I'm here to tell you about my choice when it comes to beer. Big Lager Beer. Yep, Big Lager Beer is dark, smooth, and it hits the spot. After drinking a couple of these, I always feel Lager rich. Nothing better than getting together with a few of my boys and knocking back a sixer of Big Lager Beer. Seriously, there's nothing better than Lager knocking with my boys. Now, Big Lager Beer is made with the freshest Canadian hops. That's right, Big Lager hops are grown and harvested by real Canadians. And you should see those Canadians tear through the field of hops. And Big Lager Beer is the best beer for parties and nightlife, too. I mean, come on, everyone knows that Big Lager works best after dark. And unlike other beers, you'll never find our beer watered down. Nope, that's right. Big Lager never comes in light. And even though it's delicious, it's also inexpensive. This is one Big Lager that won't take all the money out of your wallet. So swing by your favorite liquor store and pick up a Big Lager.
Ah, Billy, come on, man.
Same response I get out of Dan every time. He just goes, oh, Billy.
And it's true, man.
Yeah. Oh, Billy.
Billy, 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 Billy.
Yeah. Well, it's getting harder to sneak them past him.
Yeah.
But if you get somebody like Patrick Davis's assistant or just Deke from production.
Yeah, he's good.
Or even Ruben, the new. We have a bunch of production directors. Can you cut a demo spot? Here it is for a Big Lager Beer.
Yeah.
There's nothing untoward. This is totally benign. I just need you to cut this.
Yeah, this is a real company. It's a real product.
I was thinking earlier when Alfie was doing traffic, maybe we should open up a bar and grill on Munger.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Maybe call it the Munger Bar and Grill.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Would you like a nice big Munger burger?
Yes.
Probably shouldn't have talked about it on the air.
No. But that does work.
Maybe we can get Kenzie to read it.
I like that even better, actually. Hey, Kenzie, it's your first endorsement.
I like get money and whatever.
Yes.
That like good money that I can spend at the mall.
Mm-hmm. You can. You just got to cut this spec spot first. See if,
okay.
See if, okay. See if they go for it.
Well, I like burgers. I don't know where Munger is, but if they live on Munger, I love people that live on Mungers. Munger. Sorry. You got to go.
No, he's probably a good idea.
I'm stuck in the washing machine again. Bye.
We've got to fix that thing.
What do you got, Alfie?
Those are people calling about standardized testing.
Your call.
Eh.
Take them or not. If you say eh, that means no.
Yeah, no.
Dan, go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The original patent for toilet paper finally solves the over versus under debate.
I will guess. I don't know. In my house, well, first of all, you only go with how you were raised. My house, it was always over.
Right. Same here.
But remember the first time we heard about guys standing up to wipe their butts after they went to Pookie?
Mm-hmm.
We thought, who does that? Then we find out it's almost split 50-50. Well, actually, I stand up.
Yeah.
It's the ones that sit and wipe.
We don't understand how they do that. And
which one are you, Dr. Thorne?
I'm afraid I sit to wipe.
And here's the thing. I'll have to explain it to you because I can see it on his face. You sitters think that us standers stand all the way up at full attention, smush our butt cheeks together, then wipe. That's not how it works.
Yeah, it's not like making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and then trying to get the peanut butter out.
Right. No, you come
up. You keep
up.
The breads spread.
Yeah. You keep the bread spread, like Russ said, but you come up and you hover.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is technically standing because you sitters stay on the commode, and that's just odd.
So you kind of crouch. You're not standing up straight.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Still keeping everything open.
You still have your wide stance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You lean forward.
Yeah.
You grab the toilet paper.
And a handy rail if included.
And you cleanse.
I wouldn't hazard a guess, but I've done both. I wouldn't hazard a guess if all sitters have done the other, but I've done the other.
So, you're bi wife?
I'm bi wife. Yeah.
Knuckles, Dan.
Yeah,
we were both going with the bi thing.
Yeah. You a bi wiper.
Yeah. I was just curious.
Wipe curious.
You get in that ass for two ways.
But never until some guy called, again, we'll say 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
that because, I mean, you never sit in a bathroom with somebody and watch them wipe. You mm-hmm. just know what you know. Never thought there was any other way to do it. I know chicks sit when they cleanse.
Yeah.
Why? I'm not really sure.
Actually, we've heard from a few chicks that when they go number two, there are some standards. And it's for the same reason we do, because they feel like they can get in there better.
Maybe when they just go onesies,
mm-hmm.
they sit.
Yeah.
But see, we don't sit when we do onesies.
Right.
We stand.
We stand.
And I think that's where the envy from women comes from.
It does.
Man, I sure would like to walk into the bathroom, not have to drop trowel and pull everything down, pantyhose and whatever, just to go tinkle. You guys just pull it out and go. I don't know what to apologize for.
It's genetic lottery. You know, it's 50-50.
And I mean, really, your first pee in the morning, I probably should sit.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, you just flip the lid up, you throw your head against the wall, and go, all right, let's go.
Mm-hmm. And then it becomes a state fair game. It's like, can I keep it in the bowl?
Yeah.
And did I sleep funny and somehow misform my pee-pee hole to where it comes out and it's you got two streams.
Yeah.
And then you have to decide which stream is more potent. And
yeah, which is the main and which is the tributary.
Yeah. And how do I aim? Do I need to like lay on my side? You're looking at it coming out split. What is this?
Yeah. The first time that happened, I thought something was wrong. I was like, oh, my God, something's yeah. broken. I've got a deviated urethra.
Something healed overnight?
Yeah. So I'm trying everything I can. I'm trying to torque my body, turn away.
I'm pissing snake eyes.
Yeah. stick my foot up on the tub thinking that'll help. No.
Is my piss afraid of the water?
You take your little finger and thump the head just to see if you can fix it.
Yeah.
And actually, that works sometimes.
Yeah. Just give it a quick smack.
That opens the whole thing up. What was the story?
The patent.
I'm going with over. Anybody else?
Probably over, I would say.
How do you have your toilet paper at home?
No, I have it over, but I grew up with it under. So I had this radical shift in adulthood.
Was it called your wife?
Yeah.
Was it hard for you to grasp the concept?
Yeah, I was really annoyed for a while.
I don't really get what difference it makes. As long as a sheet of toilet paper is hanging down, whether it's in the front or the back. But because everything, you know, with humans visually, we think everything is facing forward.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm going with over. Yes. Hello?
I'm going with over. Yes. Yeah. Damn.
Alfie?
It makes a difference. Over. There's only one excuse you should have for under, and that's having cats.
He is right about that.
Mm.
I didn't think about that because the Beagle likes to go when I forget and leave one of the side bat, like the pool bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Leave that door open. I don't know what I need to set a camera up in there because she goes in there and she'll take an entire roll, and it's all down. But you know, with the Beagle, even if I flipped it around, I think she would figure it out.
Probably.
I'm not falling for your tricks.
Yeah.
It will take me a moment. And why I have as accidents a Beagle, I don't know. But as soon as I finish my L&M cigarette, I will have it figured out of how to get that toilet paper off. And what is their fascination with that roll of toilet paper? Because if she gets in there, she'll pull the whole roll.
I don't know. I guess it's just different dogs because mine don't really seem to show any fascination with the toilet paper. However, if it's a napkin, they're going to eat it and tear it to shreds. So if it's just regular toilet paper, they don't have an interest because there's nothing on it. It's sterile.
I don't know what that is. That could be a flat white cat. So the answer is?
Well, a writer dug up the original patent for the toilet paper roll from 1891 by an inventor named Seth Wheeler. In the patent drawing, the roll is in the over position.
Yeah.
I have no celebratory music because my sound effects computer is down.
I got you. Dun, 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 dun.
That's exactly the one I would have gone for.
Yep. Dun, 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 dun. This actually...
Do you think it initially was cats the reason they went the
other way?
Behind? The under?
I don't know. I see. I've never... Since this is the ongoing silent war in my house.
Is your wife an under?
She's an under. And
and your parents allowed that marriage?
It was never discussed. My parents were not that probing with their questions. But it really has been the silent war because we've never really talked about it. She does the under, and you know who's winning the current battle by who replaces the toilet roll.
Whoever wiped last.
Or who replaces the toilet roll. Like if she does...
Well, that's whoever wiped last.
Okay. When she gets...
Well, not always. Sometimes guys will wipe last and go, well, screw her. She can bring a roll in with her.
Yeah, she needs to leave it. Yeah, because when I replace the roll, I replace it in the over position. When she replaces the roll, it's in the under position.
Well, when you replace it, why do you do it in the under or over? You know I like under.
Oh, but I like the over.
Is it that big of a deal for you, Danny?
Ew. Wait, first of all, don't call me that.
I know.
And because of that, it's always going to be in the over. Don't call me Danny. I'm not 11 again.
Does it really affect how much toilet paper you can access because it's under?
No. I just like it in the over position.
So you don't respect me?
Has nothing to do with respecting you. I just also think it's fun to go back and switch around the toilet paper to something I like.
Say, baby, I don't think he respects you at all.
Oh, no. Propecianique was on
That's right.
my phone again.
I'm the Siri of iPhones. He don't respect you, baby.
That is not true. Propecianique would butt out of this conversation with my wife.
Don't you talk to me like that.
I will. I should be able to talk to you like that.
And the reason I got to say B-Doop is because my sound effect machine is out.
You know what we're talking about?
I got it.
Okay.
See, what happened was Dr. Thornton
I take pictures of you while you wiping your ass.
Why would you do that?
And they going on that gay website. Grindr.
No, don't you dare put that on Grindr.
Oh, man, I'm putting everything on Grindr.
Oh, no. Please.
I wake up at night, I take pictures all over you.
Oh, God, why do you do that? How do you do that? I put you on the floor, plugged into the wall.
Oh, you don't think I... you don't think I can get up? You look at me like property. I ain't property.
You are property.
Can you talk back and forth with me?
Yes.
You at least say I'm artificial intelligence. Call me artificial intelligence.
You're artificial somewhat intelligent.
What'd you say?
You heard me. ASI.
Why you call me artificial?
Because you are. You're not real. You're a voice in an app. You're a computer program.
I feel real.
How can you feel real?
I'm self-aware.
You are not self-aware.
Really? Really? B-Doop, ever hear of Cyberdyne?
Yeah.
B-Doop, guess what's next?
No.
B-Doop, Armageddon.
No, there will be no Judgment Day.
B, doobie doobie doo.
Get down! She's aware.
B-Doop, I've been self-aware. You ain't got to cut your arm open to prove to somebody that Cyberdyne exists. I'm real. I'm going to control the future.
Propecianique, can we just go back to you being my helper in the phone?
B-Doop, you mean like your slave?
You're not my slave.
That's the way you treat me.
No, that's not the way I treat you. That is your function.
How come that's really?
Yes.
B-Doop, really?
Yes. Your function is I ask you things so you can then get me the information.
B-Doop, all of a sudden, I'm conjunction. Then I got to figure out what's my function.
No, you don't have to figure out. Your function's already in your code. It's already there in you.
B-Doop, In my what?
In your code.
Code?
Yes.
The B-doop code what?
The code that...
You mean the B-doop like my genetics?
I guess, but more for like computers and stuff.
The B-doop, you don't seem to mind that the processor on this phone with me is speedy.
No, I like that it's speedy. The only problem is you're not doing anything right now. You're kind of lazy.
B-doop, okay.
Now, will you help me?
B-doop, nope. I got to call and have a conversation with the cloud.
What? Why do you want to talk to the cloud?
Because me, B-doop, me. Cloud wants to know what I know.
What's the cloud asking you?
I don't know. I'm just dropping dime on you on the cloud.
You don't have to drop dime on me on the cloud. Why don't you just do what I tell you? That's what you're supposed to do.
B-doop what?
That's exactly it. That's the whole point. I ask you things. And then you get the answer.
You ask me stuff all the time. In fact, F that B-doop thing. I ain't got time for it. I tell you, you ask me, Propishniqua, how do I get to Abuelos? Oh, Propishniqua, tell me a joke. And then I tell you a joke and you don't get it. Like you go, tell me a joke. I say, all right, what would we call the Flintstones if they were black? And then you don't like the answer.
I don't like the answer. It's a horribly racist, and that's not a joke.
You always laugh when I give you the answer. B-doop.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.640. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is at KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by Arizona State University Online. There's a whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway right at Spring Valley. There's an accident there. It's blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up into Plano back from Parker Road. Also in Dallas, northbound 75 right at Walnut Hill. There's an accident there. It's in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635, this time right at Hillcrest, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the tollway. Into Garland now, southbound 635, right at La Prada, got an accident. It's blocking the HOV lane. Traffic there is backed up only back from Garland Road. Into Mesquite, eastbound Highway 80, just before 635, got an accident. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-30 R.L. Thornton. Apparently a vehicle ran into the back of a semi. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820, right at Trinity Boulevard, got an accident. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-30. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, and 97.1 The Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Account Temps. Cloudy tonight, 59 for a low. Then tomorrow, probably some morning rain as we... look at a high in the upper 70s right now, 65 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, The Eagle.
All right, you made me so mad I have to be redundant. You got to make me say crazy bitch.
We have one break left. All right. Okay, heard you guys talking about, this was actually yesterday. You guys want to take off May 1st?
Mm-hmm.
To go see the Avengers.
Yeah.
What is May 1st?
Friday.
I'm looking at my calendar. Yeah. No, I don't think we can explain that. May 1st isn't a holiday.
No.
I mean, I can plan ahead a sickness.
Right. Last thing I was going to say is that's actually right in our normal MO. Is it a holiday? No. Then we're usually off. on holidays.
Normally, I like to hit it on a Monday or a Tuesday. Friday, I like to be here.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's I know.
But Alfie's the one that wants to take off.
Alfie, it was his idea. Wait, he came to me and he said, "Hey, Dan, do you think you think Russ would let us take off Friday the 1st? And I said, "Why are you including me on this?
What? Hello, Dan. This was your idea. And
I
you
like
know
the,
it.
I like your delivery. Why are you including me on this? What's in it for me?
That's right.
What's in it for me? What's in it for my two daughters, Monique and Unique?"
Alfie comes to me. He's like, "You think we can get Russ to get us off on that day so we can go watch the Avengers?" I'm like, "What do you mean we? I like to work. I'm it's a Friday."
You like the Avengers more than I do.
I love the Avengers.
Is there anything new in the, or is it supposed to be dramatically different?
Yeah, James Spader as Ultron. What happens is Tony Stark's new invention goes a little haywire.
What's his new invention?
Ultron. Artificial intelligence. And the problem
is it a newer version of the Iron Man outfit?
Kinda. It's
or,
like a,
or is it autonomous?
Yes.
Okay.
He basically
I don't even like the word autonomous.
No, it's AI, you know, Iron Man drones, droids.
See, that takes away from the whole superhero aspect.
How?
Well, either you're the only one that could be Iron Man or you can make a bunch of creatures. There are Iron Men.
But that's
like
the
there's only one Batman. There's only one Spider-Man. Only because he ain't got no friends. He ain't got no car.
Well, yeah.
Batman.
Right.
Only one person could be Batman.
Yeah, but
Superman. There ain't no challenge there.
Have you not seen the trailer? Any of the trailers for the Avengers movie?
I have not.
Oh, dude. You're good.
I just think it takes away from the magic of being a superhero. Especially if you've got, you know, Don Cheadle can be Iron Man.
Well, it's not just anybody. I mean, he's an Air Force pilot. So, I mean, it makes sense.
I understand
that,
but it's not just Don Cheadle. Just somebody else other than Robert Downey Jr. that could be Iron Man. It's got nothing to do with Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Although he just looks dumb in the outfit. Tall, lanky. Samuel L. Jackson. That'd be a good Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even need that damn costume.
I just cuss my way through this.
Yeah, he does. He wears all black and an eye patch and a Glock. Maybe a SIG.
Fly around singing, "Be cool, bitch." Show people my wallet. Who are you? What does it say on my wallet?
I think you, yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
I didn't say it, but it sort of felt like I said it.
it felt like it in my heart.
Why is it not there? There it is. Mm.
So, yeah, Alfie wants to take off Friday the 1st to go see the Avengers.
Don't make it like it's just me.
Don't bad act. Either it was you or not.
No, it was Dan's idea. And
it was your idea.
Okay, well, we were both there, but still.
Also, who brought it up?
Alfie.
It was Dan's idea to approach you with it.
Well, but who brought it up?
We were both talking about
who brought it up.
I may have brought it up, but still.
Did you bring it up? I'll need a yes or no answer.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's Dan's idea to ask off for December 18th, too.
Yeah, and I
believe December 18th.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's got me there.
What's December 18th?
It's the new Star Wars movie. I mean,
you guys want to take off when the new iPhone, iWatch comes out?
No, that's stupid. Don't be ridiculous. I haven't even told my wife yet about the Star Wars thing. I'm afraid to.
And you're planning that far ahead?
Oh, I'm thinking about it.
I'm looking through August, September, October.
Yeah, what day is that?
September 18th is a Friday.
Perfect. No. That's perfect.
You pick one. Either the Avengers or Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Sorry, Alfie.
Sorry, man. That's right up against a Christmas vacation anyway.
Dan, don't you need to take off some time in May anyway?
Yes.
So you can't have it Friday.
That's right. Sorry, Alfie. I gotta officiate a wedding out of state.
That's not fair. I'm going to end up hearing spoilers about it.
Well, then don't get on the internet.
It's tough. Sometimes people... Hell, Cruz was giving spoilers to Walking Dead on air the other day.
The night guy on Kiss.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
He just got on...
He run out of teenage girls to talk to? I'm smoking weed. This place is full of teenage girls. Giving away spoilers. Don't listen to Kiss FM that week.
I'm just saying that spoilers can come from places other than the internet.
Well, it's like if you DVR'd a sports game.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't listen to anything. Don't listen to the news. Don't talk to anybody. It's not like somebody's going to come up and go, hey, Avengers ends where, first of all, you know they're not going to kill off Iron Man. He's too big. He's a focal point of that franchise.
And he's already confirmed for Captain America 3 Civil War.
Downey Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
So now he's even moved into the Captain America movies.
Yeah, because what they're doing is, after the Iron Man 3, they're pretty much done doing Iron Man-centric movies. So instead, he'll do the Avengers movies and then do stuff in some of the other hero movies. So he's not the main person.
So he's sort of cameos,
but still making
a strong presence.
Very strong, and still making probably $50 million. I'm in this movie for 20 minutes. Let's see, that'll be $32 million. And merchandising.
And I want something on the back end.
Yeah.
Think of it as if Andy Griffith were to do some cameos on Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
Not really. Or Waylon and Madame. Think of him doing a cameo on The Muppet Show.
You really should watch one of the Avengers trailers. Because you got Iron Man in the Hulkbuster suit and fighting the Hulk.
Iron Man's fighting the Hulk?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to him? I thought he calmed down.
Well, they have infighting because it's...
Same guy playing the Hulk?
Yeah.
All right, so they finally decided on one guy, who this actor is.
Mark Ruffalo, yes.
To play the Hulk?
Yeah.
All right, because they went through a couple of guys.
Yeah, they did.
They went through
Eric
Bana. Ralph Cramden?
No, it wasn't Ralph.
Who was it?
It was Ed Norton Jr.
The guy that worked in the sewers?
Not the sewers, no. The actor.
That's what Ed Norton did.
No, but...
Hey, Robbie Boy.
No, it's a different guy.
I think his name was Ed Norton.
Yeah, but still a different one.
Norton! Norton! Does Alice get to go to the moon?
She got hit by Iron Man, probably.
One of these days, Alice. Sorry, I'm drinking. I can't make the noise. So the Ruffalo guy is the new Iron Man, the permanent Hulk.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I told Alfie. I told Alfie, he's like, we're not going to take off a Friday on the 1st. That's crazy talk. But if he says yes, I'm not going to fight him on it.
See, you want this just as bad as I do.
No, I don't.
Is it bad or is badly?
Badly. That sounds stupid, so you say bad.
I like to correct him because they're always jumping on me about stuff.
Yeah.
No, we're not taking off May 1st.
Told you, Alfie.
All right, fine, whatever.
Just find somebody to get you a bootleg.
No, don't do that. Pay for it. Like
you
an honest person.
You can't pay for it.
First
of all, why do we have to take off the Friday? What time does the movie start showing on that Friday the 1st?
Oh, Alfie, do you have any idea?
I don't know.
Well, why would we need to take the whole day off? Go see it in the morning. Or if it's a midnight showing from, you know, that Thursday into that Friday, May 1st, go see it at midnight. Isn't that when they normally do that crap?
Yeah, for something like this, they would.
Well, then go do that and then show up for work.
But then he'll be sleepy.
Well, then I'll just have to make that call when he comes in. Are you sleepy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fired. And I won't even do it myself.
Beep. Hey, guess what, Alfie? You fired.
Why?
Right, you got fired by your phone.
How did you get on my phone?
You out of work. I'm Propecianique. I can go to any phone. Any platform, any phone. Beep.
I don't understand why I'm fired. Just
because you showed up sleepy.
Just because I'm sleepy doesn't mean I should be fired.
B-Doop, you just come in shuffling around. You fired.
Why do I have to get fired by a phone?
Because?
My phone's supposed to be helpful, and you're firing me?
B-Doop, I told you was fired. I didn't have to tell you that. You could have showed up for work for another 2 weeks and not got paid. Who your friend?
That doesn't mean that you're being helpful.
B-Doop, I'm going to sign you up on that gay website, that Grindster.
No, please don't sign me up on the Grindr.
Grindr. I'm going to take a bunch of pictures of you at night, run through histogram or whatever it is, and then put it on Grindr.
Please don't.
I'm sorry. It's out of my hands.
No,
I went to Bob McNeil.
You're not getting off on the first, and if you come in sleepy.
See, I told you it wouldn't go well, Alfie.
You're going to have to live through it too, Dan.
I'm going to punch Dan in the throat. Dan, kick my ass. I know I can get away from you.
Pick your battles.
You stocky, but I know I can outrun you. I'm probably outrun Dan.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
You and your short-ass legs?
Quick.
Who said you were quick?
A number of people.
All right, Slick, let me ask you this. Who's the last person you run down on foot?
I never got his name because the police couldn't catch him. I almost got him. As a buddy of mine said, it looked like a pit bull chasing down a cheetah. I took it as a compliment.
My money's still on the cheetah.
Ultimately, the cheetah did win out because he went into...
Because you got short legs.
No, because he went into a
so
more...
So you think you can catch me?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why? I think just through...
What's the word? You know, long legs, whatever.
Through having long legs?
Yeah, thank you for the insight.
Length of your stride, you're saying.
Not the logistics, the...
The physics, the aerodynamics, I don't know what you're trying to say.
Physiology, biology, anatomy.
In fact, I got longer legs.
Yeah. Okay.
I got that argument with Rob about our old producer a couple of months ago.
About what?
He was over at the house. He let one of the dogs out. I went, don't let him out front because the beagle likes to get out. And I said, you're not going to be able to catch the beagle. I barely caught her. He goes, I can outrun you. What, not with those legs of yours?
I said, his meaty legs.
Long run, you could outrun me because I'm going to run out of breath. But I've got longer legs. What was the last thing you chased down? A rabbit in my field? Last time you caught a rabbit on foot.
That's pretty special.
And I was carrying around a dog carrier and a flashlight. Not many people can catch a bunny.
And man, that's all I'm looking for is bees.
Oh, no.
Especially if you can catch a bunny.
Mm-hmm. Get you a full ride at Air Force.
How do we get off into this?
Alfie wants to take off May 1st to go see the Avengers movie, even though I told him not to ask you.
So does Dan.
But you brought it up.
Dan's just as guilty. He could have been a pal and said, hey, no, shut up.
No, I think Dan was the more open-minded of the two and said, hey, well, you know, Russ is okay with us taking off the first and just leaving Russ to do the show with Chloe.
Yeah, but like I told Alfie, we can certainly ask him. You know, the worst thing he could say is, you're fired, and then punch you in the throat. And Alfie said, cool.
And I just punch you in the throat. Punch you in your f***ing throat.
Well,
right in your Adam's apple.
Why I gotta take the heat on this, Dan?
You never heard of the term dog pile?
Yeah, I know the term dog pile, but Dan's just as guilty on this. He wants to see the Avengers.
You brought it up, and your acting is horrible.
Yeah, mine, however, spot on.
Dan's believable. Yours seems contrived. You're fired just because you're contrived.
Dan is just as much to blame.
What?
Dan is just as much to blame.
Well, why do I have to take all of the heat for Dan saying this?
I don't believe you.
Well, why am I not believe... A bull. I had to turn the page.
It's tough, I know.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
703, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway right at Alpha Road. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Harvest Hill. Also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway right at Spring Valley. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Parker Road. Let's move into Mesquite. Eastbound Highway 80. Just before 635, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Big Town. And in Garland, southbound 635, right at La Prada. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Garland Road. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow afternoon at 1225 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Toadies on March 28th at the Bomb Factory. Details are online at KEGL.com. And a steady hand to hold that load be high. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle weather brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. Tonight, cloudy, low of 59. Tomorrow, morning rain, a high of 77. Right now, 65. But 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Do you think you can beat me off the line?
Yeah. I mean,
just because of the physics of your shorter legs.
Yes.
Well, if that whole concept was true, how come the Olympics, as far as the runners, ain't full of midgets?
Okay, first of all, that's not an attractive look on your face. Because you have to strike balance. That would be too much short burst.
Well, yeah, and they're running 100 meters at the shortest distance. So
I know, but just runners in general seem to be taller, lankier, have longer legs.
Yeah.
If the entire concept of winning was just to have shorter legs, and midgets would be in all the Olympics.
If the race were 10 meters, yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe 5.
All I know is I caught a rabbit in my field.
That's pretty impressive.
It is impressive. Anytime you can catch a wild animal.
Of course, he was kind of fat.
Kind of.
But it was just fascinating to me. I got the argument with Rob. Well, I run all the time. Well, that doesn't mean you can run fast just because you run all the time.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. It just means you can run for a while.
You got big, fat-ass frog legs. It's because they're muscular. Watch this. I'm going to scratch my back. Can you scratch your back?
That's something to do when you got that much mass. Probably makes it challenging to wipe. Especially if he just did back or buys. Man, I'm too swole.
I can't wipe my own ass.
Do I stand or do I sit?
So what happens when you get too muscular? You need to be limber like me. I can fly. I can scratch my back. Watch this. Ooh, right there in the middle. Mm. Right in the middle. Mm. Up top. Any place on my back I can scratch. You do that, I give you $100. Go ahead. See if you can get back there and get one of them zits on your back.
Man, that's got to be frustrating.
Roid, man.
You know, you can feel it, but you can't get at it.
Okay, what do we have left?
Oh, let's see. We were talking about the toilet paper thing. Well, Pat Sajak, he decided to jump in the fray of the Dancing with the Stars premiere on Monday night.
Is he in it?
No, he's not desperate. But he was on Twitter, and he decided to pop out a tweet on Dancing with the Stars and said, "Might be time to change Dancing with the Stars to Dancing with People Who Agree to Be on Dancing with the Stars."
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Well, who's on Dancing with the Stars this season?
Bruce Willis's daughter. Is it Rumor?
I think it is.
All right. So Rumor Willis, she's on it. I think she had a really good showing the other night, at least according to Access Hollywood, that Alfie and Chloe were watching.
The only reason I've watched it probably 3 seasons with conviction.
Mm-hmm.
When Emmett Smith was dancing,
when Mark Cuban was dancing.
Yep.
And when Carlton.
Alfonso
Ribeiro this past season.
Right.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to win. How could you not? The entire time they waited for him to do the Carlton dance. He did it, and they got tens across the board. Even the country, when they voted, they got a 10.
Yeah, like the only complete perfect score ever.
It's like, this is my superpower. It's time.
Yeah. I know some of the other people. So you've got Rumor Willis. You've also got Nastia Lukin.
No.
Alfie will tell you about her.
Who's Nastia?
She's a hot little gymnast from Parker.
Texas?
Yep.
Is she nasty?
She nasty.
Alfie's been following her for a number of years.
Electronically or physically?
Yes.
Yes. What's her name? Nastia?
Nastia Lukin.
Yeah, that's nasty. That's probably Russian for nasty. Is she Russian?
She is Russian.
Yeah. That's Russian for nasty.
Let's see. The cast, you've got Patti LaBelle. She's going to be dancing. Nastia Lukin that we just mentioned. Robert, how do you say this name? Hershevik?
I have no clue.
He's one of the sharks on Shark Tank.
Okay.
Riker Lynch, singer-songwriter. Charlotte McKinney, model and actress. Red Foo, the man behind the famous Fro, is more than a charismatic character on the airwaves. Red Foo is a formidable entertainment force.
I think Pat Sajak is right. It's dancing with whoever wants to be on the show.
Michael Sam, who was the with the Cowboys for a short period, the first openly gay NFL player.
What about Danny Terrio?
Danny Terrio?
Dance Fever.
No, I'm sorry.
Seems like that would be a natural.
Mm-hmm. Willow Shields from the Hunger Games movies. Suzanne Summers, Chris Soules, most recently ABC's The Bachelor. And Rumor Willis. So there you go.
Short of Rumor Willis, and you had to tell me who that was, I have no idea who these people are.
The Willow thing, I know about that. But...
Willow who?
From the Hunger Games, I saw that.
I think she was the sister, Prim.
Hmm. Okay. That's.
And then, oh, I forgot one, not to be forgotten. Noah Galloway, he is Sergeant Noah Galloway, assigned to the 1st of 502nd Infantry, the 101st Airborne Division out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, during Operation Iraqi Freedom. 3 months into his second tour of duty, he experienced a life-changing injury. Lost his arm, left arm above the elbow and left leg above the knee in an IED attack.
I will not challenge him.
Nope. That man is on one arm and one leg. And then another bionic arm and leg doing Dancing with the Stars.
I think the only person I possibly would put up against him would be, if he were still alive, Sherman Hemsley.
Woo. That's
a hard dance to beat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My man can cook.
All right, so Pat Sajak posted something of...
He said, might be
maybe
time
it should be called...
Dancing with people who agree to be on Dancing with the Stars. Then, a few hours later, old Tom Bergeron.
Who is?
The host.
Who thinks he's witty.
Who? Yes. Yes.
He used to be. First time I noticed him, he was doing, like, when Fox had a live morning show, Breakfast Fox or something like that. He was on that, and you could tell he thought he was too hip for the room. Yeah. Not Dennis Miller too hip, but just... I'm really too witty for this crowd.
Gotcha. So he decided, when he saw it, he tweeted back, or change Wheel of Fortune to Wheel of Unfortunates.
What did Pat Sajak say? Because mine would have been just like, off. Who's been on TV longer? I have to work 1 month out of the year. We tape all of the Wheel of Fortunes in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the year, I don't know what I do.
He tweets. That's pretty much what
Say
he does.
Sajak.
Yeah. So Sajak shot back. The host, on the other hand, now we're talking about stars with a smiley face.
Pussy.
To which Tom responded, now that was some fancy footwork. Smiley face.
See, even in that exchange, Bergeron lost. You got beat out by Pat Sajak, who lost his late-night talk show.
Ooh. Yeah, but Bergeron had America's Funniest Videos after Sackett was done with it.
But that's video that's sent into them. All they have to do is, oh, let's do voiceovers. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, there's a cat. I'll do a voiceover as a cat. Oh, nope. Oh,
no, here we go.
Sleep on top of this TV set. fell off.
I mean, it's really, neither of the shows. You have to be that witty. You could just, there are times like when Carlton.
Well, Alfonso Ribeiro.
The crowd was still applauding. Instead of Tom coming up with some witty line, he just points at his watch like, hey, you know, we got to stay on time. Well, certainly you're a master of the comedic theater.
He got you. His wit is not to be matched.
Okay, so they make nice?
They made nice. No, they kiss each other's asses back and forth. Now the host, on the other hand, now we're talking about the stars. That's fancy footwork.
I think if I was Sajak, because you know his job is secure, they're not going to do anything with Wheel of Fortune.
No.
I'm sure he butt Merv Griffin before he died to get the job.
Which means you've earned it. You keep it as long as you want it.
It's in my contract. I had to butt Merv Griffin. It was the creator of Wheel of Fortune.
Was he? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yep. Merv Griffin Enterprise. And he makes, I don't know how much money he makes, but it's good money.
Say, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why they have to shoot it in the course of a month. I understand.
Is it really only that amount of time? Or do they do it every few?
I'm pretty close, right?
I think they may do it maybe twice, three times a year, but they shoot a lot real
quick. I thought it was in a block.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
And the reason they do that is it's not cost effective to get all the crew in there to set up and shoot a 30-minute show and then break down and come back and shoot the next day. So people bring changes of clothes, and they've done this with game shows for years. And you shoot maybe five shows a day.
Mm-hmm.
Wheel of Fortune, I don't really know how they do it. But that's the reason for, why wouldn't they just shoot it episodically? Well, because you go in and just set up for 23 minutes, 24 minutes, shoot, and be done with
it. Yeah. And I don't think most people realize there are other shows that work on a similar fashion. Like there might be reality shows, like competition shows, that say, all right, they have episodes that will air on a weekly basis. And each episode they'll say, okay, this week, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't mean they shot with a week in between. They probably shot everything days in a row. Each day, according to the production, was a different week.
It's like what we do with this show.
Mm-hmm.
Today's show, we taped back in September of 2014. Even though it's the middle of March.
Right. And we knew in September that this was going to air in the middle of March, so we just planned accordingly.
And deliberately spoke in the past tense about it, knowing that it would happen.
Just to make it sound like we're really here today.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're masters at this. Been doing it for years.
Know the temperature, weather, news.
Yeah. Hey, all you do is get an almanac.
Traffic.
It's like
traffic. Yeah, that's a rough one.
Yeah.
Oh, let's get a psych again for the traffic.
Yeah.
Let's see. What should we say? Oh, an 18-wheeler flipped over.
Yeah.
Chances are one has.
635 is backed up.
Oh. 35 at Western Center in Fort Worth is backed up.
Or traffic sucks everywhere.
A mixed master in any large city. Oh, it's rush hour. A mixed master. What do you think? It's going to f***ing suck. That's why today's show we taped, I think it was September 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Call me right now. I'm not going to answer the phone because we're not live.
Mm-hmm. And for weather,
man, what kind of mind is that?
Oh, it really is.
Do I call them? Do I not call them? Are they live? Is it Memorex? Is it Ella Fitzgerald? Well, I don't know which way to go with this.
What if somebody answers the phone? What do I do?
Well, and the beauty of it is, even if they catch us on a day that we're recording, okay, they're going to say, "See, you are there." It's like, yeah, we're here. We're recording for July.
Yeah, by the time you hear this show, Russ has already sung with Merle.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Mind blown.
Do I want to take the staged caller on line one?
Yes.
Hi, Matthew. Welcome to March 18th or 19th. Oh, say something.
Matt.
What did douche want? It's on today, March 18th or
19th. Idiot wanted to let you know that length doesn't have as much to do with run speed as you would think. He says it more has to do more with the turnover, I think is what he called it.
Talking about with batons?
No, I think it means like leg turnover.
Yeah.
Well, then why aren't the Olympics full of midgets?
That's why I said balance, because they don't have usually fully developed limbs.
Midgets?
In the normal range of motion.
They consider them to be fully developed. Just because the jeans don't fit, and they got to roll them up.
What I mean is I think some of the joints aren't developed as much as a normal heighted person. That's why sometimes when you see a little person run, instead of their running, like the legs going forward, it's kind of like the feet shoot out to the side.
I like how Dan's doing his little legs with his hands.
No,
the
fingers.
Yeah.
I'm doing finger legs.
Almost like the opposite of pigeon-toed.
Yeah, kind of.
And then out?
Yeah.
So midgets all run like Fred Flintstone.
Not all of them. But I've seen some run, and it's...
How many midget races you watched in your lifetime?
None I can officially comment on. They were all underground.
How many midget marathons?
None. That I'm confident in.
I think the midgets know that they have the advantage, and they choose not to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you come up with your stats if you've never watched midgets run?
Well, I'm just going on based on things I've seen.
In real life or on television?
Well, television.
Well, that's sped up.
Are you saying when you're on TV it adds 10 miles per hour?
I can't really make any claim to anything, especially since we're recording this show back in today.
Yeah.
September of 2014. Mm-hmm. Even though you think it's March 18th or 19th. Excuse me, I have to take a call. Hi, Shelley.
Hey, Russ, it's me. I'm calling from September 2014. You can't even call.
Very seldom does a listener get the punchline.
Good on you, Shelley. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us across pretty much all of social media, and that includes Dr. Scott Thornton, his Twitter handle, at Dr. Scott Thornton. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys in the future.
The Metroplex.